Good evening. Welcome to Northview High School football broadcast. I'm Brad Wallace. Beside me, Jacob Hard. Jacob, we're down here in South Putnam, just north of Cloverdale, south of Greencastle on U.S. 40 and 231. It's a nice, blistery, windy, cold, rainy night here for football.
Yeah, finally feels like football season. You know, past couple of weeks, heck, all season, Brad, we've been sweating up in the booth, and today it's going to be the exact opposite. Luckily for us, we got so many people in here that we're going to have the body heat. We're all going to be in this together.
46 degrees outside, and it looks like probably by the end of the night when this wraps up, it'll be down about 40, 41 degrees. So it is finally football weather. So coming in tonight, the Knights 4-0 in the WIC, 5-2 overall, been on a hot streak, won five in a row. South Putnam, the Eagles come in 4-3, 2-2 in the WIC. Jacob, going to be a pretty good balanced game here tonight with the elements, I'm sure.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, this is definitely the first time either team has had a play in the elements like this. Everybody's been used to, you know, the sunshiny weather, dry and dusty. But I tell you what, tonight is going to be a key game, not only for us, but South Putt. South Putt's coming in this with nothing to lose, everything to win, and vice versa for Northview.
Well, you want to upset the Knights going, you know, you don't want to be perfect in the WIC.
Exactly.
You don't, you know, they want to get a big win. You know, they're going into a crossover game next weekend. Looks like, you know, looking at things right now, if we finished out the way it was, it'd be Cloverdale versus South Putnam next week as the crossover game for them. So, no. They're not going to have a third place this year? Oh. I got you. South Putnam plays Heritage Christian next week, so it'll be Northview traveling to Indian Creek. And we'll have that game. We'll be live on the air at probably around 6:45. It's going to be a little hot, you know, down there. Halloween coming around, the hills and holler stuff going in southern Indiana. But that'll make for a really good football game. And another thing about going to Indian Creek, Jacob, they're a really good, talented football game.
Oh, yeah,
team.
Most definitely. It's going to be a WIC bout for the ages, that's for darn sure.
Looking at Indian Creek right now, their schedule, they set at 5-2 as well, 3-0 in the WIC. Tonight they take on Cloverdale, just down the road here at Cloverdale. Cloverdale struggled this year, so Indian Creek will probably, you know, don't want to jinx anybody, but they'll probably pick up a W here. So it'll be a two undefeated teams in the WIC going against each other for that number one spot next Friday night.
Yeah, that's what we're banking on here.
All right, we're going to take our first commercial break of the pregame show. We'll be back. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
My name is Jeremy Montgomery. I'm the Energy Services Specialist at Park County RMC. We wanted to reach out to our members and inform you that through our Power Moves program, we have $1,500 in rebates for the install of geothermal systems. This can be combined with an additional $800 in bill credits, and until the end of 2019, there is a 30% federal credit. For details, contact our office, or for additional energy efficiency tips and rebates, visit parkcountyremc.com.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back. I'm Brad Wallace alongside Jacob Harden. Jacob, let's break down a little bit here of the Knights. We talked about it, you know, while we were waiting to get set up here. Element's going to be a big issue, but Corbin Allen rushing for about 180.6 yards per carry, or per game, I mean, averaging, I think it's around 5.5-something yards per carry. What do you think his effective night will be on the wet turf?
I tell you, I mean, he might get a few extra yards just for slipping and sliding, honestly. It's hard telling, but I tell you what, the kid is a monster. The kid's a beast. The kid's a stud. Whatever verb you want to use, he is. And he's going to come out. He's going to battle the elements just as I believe the whole Northview team will. And you also got to give credit. I guarantee you South Putt is chomping at the bit to get this game going.
Well, and I know from playing several years ago, you know, when it's cold like this and you're not used to it, it's hard to wrap up them jerseys because, you know, a lot of kids wear gloves nowadays, but I wasn't a big fan of the gloves back when we had them, but they weren't nothing like this. I remember in youth football playing in brown jersey gloves, but, you know, as far as gloves goes, it makes it, you know, a little harder to tackle, and you just can't get that good grip like you can when it's nice 80, 85 degrees outside like it's been the past 7 weeks. Yeah. So tonight, besides Corbin Allen on the run game, what do you think tonight's got to do to, you know, to strike early like they have here in the past weeks?
I tell you, I mean, I've never been a big football player, but I would assume with the wet, you know, with the weather being the way it is, it's probably going to be tough to grip the ball and maybe tough to kind of look downfield for those long passes that we know Keegan Garrison is capable of. So I would say both teams are probably going to try to utilize the run game. But I wouldn't put it past Northview to throw in a few passes in there.
We'll throw the football. A little
play action. Keep them on their toes.
You'll see them throw the football. They were out there warming up for a reason. They weren't just working on handoffs.
They're getting ready.
I look for Keegan to pass the ball as much. May not be deep downfield, but I look for us to still have a little bit of a passing game. But Elias Gordon, let's talk a little bit about Elias. Only a junior, going to be back next year. A lot of talented kids coming back. But Elias yet to have a carry this year. You know, Coach Rates uses him more as a scheme blocker and, you know, out of the backfield for play action. Lines him up in the slot a lot. Plays tight end. Got really good hands. But Elias Gordon is just, he is a fine-tuned machine, as they said on Waterboy.
Yeah, fine-tuned athletic machine for darn sure, Brad. But he is a man of many different capabilities. He's got a big body, but he's not a big boy. He's not chubby or pudgy. He's absolutely ripped.
He's solid.
He's solid. A monster, and he can do it all. He's athletic. He plays good defense, and he's a good tool to have on offense as well. And it kind of caps off the Knights' three-headed monster, if you will. You got Keeg that can do a lot. You got Corbin that can do whatever he wants, and then you got Elias. It's a good problem to have for the Knights.
Yep, and let's talk a little bit about this offensive line of the Knights. Led by the center, Landon Falk, just a sophomore. Landon come in there. They've got him listed around 300 pounds, I think it is. Slimmed down a lot over the winter, but let's see. Landon Falk, they got him 6'1", 330. I coached him in youth basketball and stuff, got him playing youth football, but runs the center of this line, and I'll tell you, he fills up a big gap at 330 with his big frame, but, man, he's got a wingspan of about 7'4". Can you imagine that wrapped around you?
Ooh, no, not at all. That's one of those guys, I'm glad I'm out on the other side of the line. And Landon, he's a good kid. I haven't really got to talk to him much. The only time I've really seen him was that game I got to go on the road with him, and they were in game mode. But one thing that he did that it cracks me up to this day, I was looking, trying to kill time, I was looking at all the records and the record holders of the track and field,
by
the football
kid.
Field. He just walks up, points, walks away. He pointed to his name because he has a shot put record.
Yeah.
But the
kid, he's
a good kid, man.
All right. Then both guards you've got on the left side, you've got Zach Calandrillo, a senior, celebrated last week, a senior night. And then on the right side, you got another sophomore, Colton McKee. Both those guys pull a big role here with the Knights. Coach Rates uses them to pull a lot and does a lot of scheme blocking with them. You know, Zach Calandrillo, you can't say much about what he does on offense because he overrides it on defense because we call his name so much. But Zach lays out some really good blocks, especially makes his passing game going on. You know, we've seen a few penalties on Colton McKee, which he's made the adjustments to. We were laughing about it the other night at the middle school game that you can't go on two when McKee's in the line because he always goes on one, but at least he goes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, dude, that offensive line, I feel like they got that chip on their shoulder because they know that the defense is what everybody remembers about Northview.
Yep.
And they're out here trying to prove, hey, man, our offensive line is just as good. And you have to give credit to them. The offensive line for almost any football team, it seems like they hardly ever get any credit where credit's due. And a lot of these great runs that Corbin's had, if it wasn't for that offensive line, a lot of these aren't happening.
Then you got a left tackle. You've got Bowen Bussing, also a senior, celebrated him last week. And then on the right side, you got a cousin of yours, Dylan Zinko. Dylan, first year playing football here for the high school, sophomore, outstanding baseball player, converted into, and he is. He's converted into lineman because he's doing a great job.
Yeah, I'm very proud of Dylan. You know, coming into a new environment, he was not comfortable at first, but, you know, he's talked to me, he's talked to family. He wants to learn. That's why he's doing this. He wants to experience this. He trusts his coaching staff. He knows that, you know, they're going to point him in the right direction, and he's loving every minute of it. It's something new for him, and he's doing a great job, and it's fun getting to see him grow throughout this season.
All right, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back. We'll get you set here with the defensive side of it. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
We hate to use this four-letter word on the radio, but we must. Are you ready for snow? Does your business have a plan in place to combat old man winter? Slips, trips, and falls can cost you a lot of money, and you could be shouting other four-letter words. Make your parking lot safer by calling the professionals at U.S. Lawns. You'll rest easy every time the snow falls, knowing your lots and walkways are free and clear. Call 812-605-8083 or find us online at uslawns.com. Great doesn't stop. Ready for a new career? Great Dane has immediate openings at our Brazil facility. At Great Dane, we champion the needs of our employees by providing a dynamic environment for growth. Starting pay between $13 and $15 per hour with bonus opportunities and great benefits. After decades of success, Great Dane continues to grow right here in your backyard. Call Great Dane of Brazil, 812-443-4711, or apply online at greatdane.com.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to South Putnam High School as your Northview Knights took the travel east on US 40 down to the crossroads between Cloverdale and Greencastle here. Jacob, nice wet night here for football. Hopefully the rain will work its way out. I know that most everything I've seen, it was supposed to be gone by 4:35 today. Then they said there was going to be pockets of showers. And I think the pocket of showers over the eastern side of Clay County and the western side of Putnam County, because it's right here and we've still got a lot of moisture coming down.
Yeah, I tell you, I think tonight it's really going to distinguish the boys from the men.
Yep.
You know, coming into an environment that you're not used to and you're not comfortable. But sometimes it's about who can be the most comfortable in uncomfortable situations, and that's going to be fun to watch unfold tonight.
Well, you know, we talked about the offense there before the break. Let's talk a little bit about defense. What we coined this year is the Dynamite Defense. Defense has had an outstanding year in seven football games. They have just done what we said. You know, they've been dynamite. They've dominated. They've played really well. Even in the first 2 weeks in the loss to Terre Haute North, 7-0, the defense was outstanding. In the 24-0 loss against Evansville, the defense did a great job. There's a couple busted plays that they scored on stuff. So, you know, this defense has been pretty solid, led by none other than Elias Gordon on one end and Zach Calendrill at the other end, two defensive end. And then our two linebackers and Braxton Sampson and Parker Jordan also done an outstanding job.
Oh, yeah, if you're the opposing offense, you know you don't want to go up against this dynamite defense.
Well, we're going to take another break as they pay tribute to the national anthem. They play over that loudspeaker here, so we'll be back after this. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
When you need insurance, it's important to have an agent you can trust. I'm Chad Schottmeyer with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil. When I meet with my clients, my focus is you and your family. I can review your policies and make sure you have the protection you need based on questions many don't ask. Don't let your mailbox or a computer screen be your insurance agent. For a no-obligation review, call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects, so stop by and see us today.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the Straight Answer Auto Shop.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to South Putnam High School. The Northview Knights versus the South Putnam Eagles. The Eagles have won the toss. They deferred to the second half. So coming out will be the kick team for South Putnam, and back deep for the Knights will be number 31, Zach Brown. Somebody else we've called number on a lot this year, Jacob Zach Brown, and back with him will be none other than 26, four-quarter Corbin Allen.
Yeah, it's a double-edged sword out there. If you're South Putt, who to kick to, who to try to target right here, because of them can hurt you, that's for sure.
Got our linebackers, Parker Jordan and Braxton Sampson, playing middle of the 30. And then on both sides, you've got, on this side, it looks like number 8, Josh Wright, and on the far side, number 29, and I believe Jonathan Bradford. We've called his name and number a few times with a pick 6 last week, and then he had to scoop and score at Sullivan. So Knights got a lot of potency here on this kickoff return team. Setting up to kick for South Putnam is number 46. And we're underway. The kick's up, and it's going to be short. It's going to be fielded by Zach Brown. He picks it up to 25, the 30, the 35. He's out to the right side, one man to beat. He's on the line, 50, 45. Gets a block by Sampson, and he gets knocked out of bounds at the 44-yard line. So that's going to be a 43-yard return for Zach Brown, and the Norfolk Knights are going to have it first and 10 from the 46-yard line. Way to start.
Oh, yeah, putting himself in good position from the start. That's exactly what you want in the maroon, black, and white here.
Here comes the high-powered offense that struggled to start the first two games, and they've just been clicking right away here the second half and in the WIC. They break the huddle. Garrison's going to be in the shotgun. He's got Corbin Allen to his left. To the right is Zach Brown, and to the near side is Josh Wright. Double tight end set. Garrison barks out the orders. Got a blitz by South Putnam's handoff to Corbin Allen. Allen's wrapped up in the backfield. He's still on his feet, though. But they're going to whistle it dead, and that's going to be negative 3 for Corbin Allen, not the start the Knights are used to seeing.
No, I think he's just getting that out of the way now. Saving the best for later, I think. So it happens.
Second down and 13 for the Knights. Garrison goes to the sideline to get this play. Breaks the huddle quickly as the Knights go to the line of scrimmage. We're in a press box up here that's full of people, so I can't see the scoreboard, so we'll keep you updated as much as we can. Two receivers left, double tight end set, Allen in the backfield. Garrison's going to keep it himself. Left side gets up to the original line of scrimmage where he's hit by number 3, that being Hayden Switzer, and number 56, Ethan Harcourt, and that's going to be a pickup of 3, and it'll make it 3rd and 10. Like to thank our sponsors, Riddell National Bank. You're not a number, you're our neighbor. Park County RMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. U.S. Lawns, located at 1309 North Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute. And Great Dane Trailers. Great Dane Trailers is hiring. Join our team today. Apply for your new career at Great Dane Trailers. Great Dane, also the scoreboard sponsor tonight. Two receivers to the right, double set. Knights take the snap. It's Garrison. He rolls out the pass. He's going to throw it deep, and it's going to be intercept. Oh, he just dropped it. It intended for Elias Gordon. Hayden Switzer had it picked off, but it just bobbled right through, and that's going to make it 4th and 10, and it looks like the Knights are going to be forced to punt on the first drive.
It's not what you want to do to start, but there's plenty of ball game left. Our dynamite defense gets to come out, and we get to set the tone ourselves here.
Yep, so 3 and out for the Knights, no penalties, and coming on for Northview, set to punt is 31, and that is Zach Brown doing the punting tonight. Stephen Thomas not punting.
Huh.
And the snap, it's high. He's going to get it away, and it's blocked barely, and it's going to roll down to about the 32-yard line where it's going to be down by the Knights, so with 10:07 to go in the first quarter on your Great Dane scoreboard, it's 0-0, and the Knights' dynamite defense comes to the field. Jacob, not exactly what we expected out of the offense here to start, but like we talked, the elements are going to be you got to figure out what's going on. The linemen there, the defensive line of South Putnam got a lot of penetration, and our running game was just off there to start.
Yeah, and you got to give credit to South Putt, like we talked about in the pregame. They're coming out for vengeance. They're coming out for blood. They're coming and playing hard.
14, Riley Stone's your quarterback. He's in the shotgun by himself. Three receivers right, one to the left. He's going to pass. Blitz up the middle by Bussing, and it's intended for number 6. That's not number 6, number 5, Northrup. It's incomplete. Nice coverage there by Braxton Sampson. So that makes it 2nd down and 10. good coverage there by Sampson as a linebacker, picking him up out of the slot.
Yeah, Sampson, another one of those many bright spots of this dynamite defense of Northeast.
Well, Eagles break the huddle. Riley Stone in the shotgun. Knight's defense shifts. Stone rolls out to his right to pass. He's heavily rushed, and it's going to be caught at the 40 by number 24, that being Xavier Langley. So Langley picks up, looks like about 5 yards, and that'll make it second down or third and five.
Yeah, good job by Langley to hang in there. That pass, I don't know if it was deflected or if it slipped, but it kind of looked like a dying duck coming down, and he still managed
to hang
with it. I see.
There's a hanky back in the – there's a flag back there behind their huddle, so we're going to have to see. Going to have to see. The officials are conversing here on the 35. So –
interested to see. Did you see anything, Brad?
No, I didn't. I didn't, unless it's late hit on the quarterback. No signal yet. Illegal formation. Personal foul against the Knights. Offsetting penalty. Late hit on the quarterback. So that's going to offset it, and it's going to make it second. Now, wait a minute. The ball should go back to the line of scrimmage and replay the down. It'll be second and 10. Here we go. Second down and 10. The Eagles break the huddle. Same formation. 3 to the right, 1 to the left, and 21. That's Matthew Goodpasture as a running back. He's going to roll out to his right again. He's going to throw it, and this time it's short and flat, intended for Masters Northrop.
Yeah,
now it's third and 10.
That's the second pass from Stone that's kind of been a little wobbly. I wonder if he's having trouble with the grip or if that's just the defense getting to him or all of the above. I don't know. That's interesting.
Ike Torber up there on the line tonight. Ike and Ike Bowen Bussing. Let's see. Zach Calandrilla, Elias Gordon are your four down linemen. Then you got Parker Jordan and Sampson, Bradford and Dylan White to the left side, and dropping back for the Knights is Zach Brown and Corbin Allen. Third and 10. Takes a snap, rolls out to his left. Elias Gordon's going to crush him from behind. That's going to be the first sack for the Knights' dynamite defense. A loss of 5. And that's going to make it fourth and 15. Elias was in kill mode there.
Man, he came out of nowhere kind of like a Randy Orton RKO right there, Brad.
Yep. So South Putnam's going to have to punt, and that was on a Gordon sack. So the Knights will have Corbin Allen standing at the 45 as 25. Kane Gregory set to punt for South Putnam. Punts up and away, and Allen's going to pedal back to about the 35, and he's going to let it roll, and that's going to get down to the 29-yard line where it's going to be down by South Putnam. So with 9:04 to go in the first quarter, the Knights are going to have the ball back. It's 0-0 on the Great Dane scoreboard, and here comes the offense. Let's hope we can do a little more, Jacob, than we did last time when we had better field position. Elias Gordon was in attack mode there as he tracked down Riley Stone from behind. Stone, you know, he didn't feel him there because Elias was he came in quick.
Yes, he did.
So we got first and 10 from the 29. Three receivers right, one to the left. Elias in the slot. It's going to be a handoff to Corbin Allen up through the middle. He's going to pick up 5. Tackled by the whole line, and they're still pushing forward. They're going to get forward progress. He's going to pick up 13, 8 yards after initial hit. And that's going to be a first down for the Knights.
Teamwork makes the dream work right there, Brad.
It is hard to take down Corbin Allen, but it's also hard to take him down when Bowen Bussing and Landon Falk are right beside him. Nice blocking there by the Knights, and that makes it first and 10, and we've got the ball now to the 42. Double tight end set. And Elias Gordon's going to go in motion. Look for this to be a pitch to Allen. Nope, it's going to be a quick out. Garrison runs out, and he's going to be sacked. Nope, he picks it up, throws it, and he overthrows an intended receiver, and that's 34. That's Bradford. Noah Minor. You're right. and almost sacked. It was a nice out there for the night.
Oh yeah, give credit to Keegan for staying on his feet and having multiple Putnam or South Putnam defenders coming at him, and he still managed to almost complete a good little pass right there, just a little too high.
And on the pressure was Mitchell Bach for South Putnam. Mitchell, he's not a small fella either. They got him listed as 6'5", 270. And for Keegan to get away from him, that was good footwork by Keegan. Allen in the eye. Garrison takes snap. This time he pitches it out to the right side. Allen's hit at the maybe 2 yards back, and he's going to lose a yard on that one. It's going to make it 3rd and 11. Our line blocking is just not right off the bat tonight. We're not spot on like we have been.
Yeah, that, and it looks like South Putt's reading our offense like a book.
Well, that's one thing we talked to with Coach Rates beforehand. You know, Chuck Sorrell, the head coach, has been at Northview.
Yep.
You know, he come here as a head coach, and a couple other ones. I'm not sure. I don't remember what the names were of the other coaches, but they run a lot of the same stuff we do.
Yep.
You know, they come from the Rates stable, so you know what to expect.
Yep, exactly.
Garrison in the shotgun. Elias goes in motion, fakes handoff to Corbin. He's got a wide-open Noah Miner. Miner at the 30, 25. He falls down. He's not tackled, but he makes the catch at the 25, and it's going to be a Northview Knights first down.
That's what I like to see right there, Brad.
Blown coverage, and Noah Miner was wide open. So it's 1st and 10 for the Knights. 7:39 to go in the first quarter on your Great Dane scoreboard. The Knights are going to get it inside the red zone. Let's go two plays here, Mr. Allen, for the end zone. Garrison under center. Elias in the fullback slot now. I formation, handed off to Allen. Allen hit hard and at the line of scrimmage. Nice coverage there by the line for South Putnam. They're not going to let Corbin beat them.
No. I guarantee you, during practice this past week, I was probably the main person they were preparing for. They knew Corbin was the real deal.
Yep.
But they're coming out here. You got to give credit to the Eagles, man.
Yep.
They're doing a great job here from the start.
Leighton Workman in on that tackle. And Workman's lined up as a linebacker. He was blitzing on that and just read it right and got right in the gap. Same formation. Elias goes in motion. Hand off to Allen, left side. Allen's going to break one now. He's at the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5, and it's going to be a touchdown, Corbin Allen. Hit by 4 or 5 Eagles and still drug his way in. And two plays, I called it, It was touchdown, Corbin Allen, with 6:43 to go in the first quarter. Corbin Allen puts the Knights up 6-0 on your Great Dane scoreboard. In comes Stephen Thomas for the PAT. Dylan White will be your holder. Nice run there by Corbin Allen. Snap, the hold, the kick, and Thomas is good. It's 7-0 on your Northview scoreboard. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the Straight Answer Auto Shop.
Process Development and Fabrication in Brazil wants to congratulate Northview Athletics on a phenomenal 2018-19 sports season. Whether you need a small piece of equipment for inspection purposes, a 900-foot assembly line, or even an entire plant design and layout, there is no project that is too small or too large for PDF Inc. to handle. They are building for the world. PDF Inc. is always interested in creative, dependable people. If that sounds like you, visit pdfinc.com/careers to send in your resume.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Stephen Thomas kicks it off for the Knights. South Putnam's going to break it up the middle. Nice return there by number 3 up to the 45-yard line. That is Hayden Switzer. Switzer gets it to the 45. A nice kick by Thomas. He ran that ball from about the 12-yard line and had a seam right up the middle, but we've got maybe a fumble.
Uh-oh.
Nope. They're going to call him down. The Knights were saying they stripped the ball, so... But it's 1st and 10 from the 46. Here we go. 6:34 to go in the first quarter. 7-0 on your Great Dane scoreboard. And we'd like to thank Chad Schottmeyer. Chad Schottmeyer is player of the game sponsor from Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agency. Schottmeyer's been on board all season. We thank you, Chad, for everything you do. South Putnam in a shotgun. They take the snap. They hand it off to number 21. That's Matthew Goodpaster. He's going to fall forward, maybe for a pickup of one, and that'll make it second down and 9. Bowen Bussing
looked like 29.
And 29, yeah, Bradford in on the tackle.
Yep. Old JB.
So, second down and 9. South Putnam breaks the huddle. Two receivers to the near side, one to the far. A shotgun. Ball snapped low, and quarterback's just gonna cover it up. It's a good thing he did because that would have, who was it? Ike Torbert was right there.
Yeah.
Ike Torbert and Zach Calandrillo was right there to scoop that one up. So Riley Stone with the loss of 4, and that'll make it third down and 13.
Yeah, that's probably a good call right there by Stone. If he would have picked it up and tried to do something, he just would have lost more, and he probably would have been cruising for a bruise in the way Torbert was coming in after him. So.
Yep. Got to thank Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. South Putnam breaks the huddle. Same formation. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. And lonely in the backfield is the running back, Matthew Goodpaster. Stone takes a snap. He's going to look to throw. He throws it downfield, and it's going to be intercepted. And I can't tell who that is. I think it's Zach Brown, and he's going to be at the 50, 40. Pushed out of bounds about the 37-yard lines, and that's a Zach Brown band interception.
Yes, sir.
So the first INT for Zach Brown tonight,
yep. And I'll tell you, with the weather, he probably is knee deep in the water somewhere, and it's out on the football field.
So Northfield have it first and 10 from the 38 this time, and I'm going to call 4 plays on this one. Jacob.
Speak it into an existence, Brad.
Here we go.
You've been doing it all year.
Yep. Elias to the left side. Allen in the deep slot. Elias goes in motion, comes back, and hand it off to Allen. 35, 30. And he's going to, should have been a face mask. What's going on here with 31? And got a little tie up here with the receivers. Going to get him down about, they're going to call him down to 31. So it's going to be a pickup of 6 for Corbin Allen to make it second down and 4. Had a little arm wrestling or something going on here between number 89 and Zach Brown. I don't know if it was congratulations on an INT or what, but Garrison Bach and Zach Brown were out here dancing to a tune.
Hey.
So here we go. This time Corbin's lined up to the left side of our quarterback Keegan Garrison, and Zach will go in motion. Fakes the handoff. He looks to throw. Garrison's got a wide open Elias Gordon, and Gordon makes the catch at the 10-yard line, and that's going to be a Northview Knights first down. Elias Gordon with a 23-yard pitch and catch from Keegan Garrison. What'd you say? You didn't think they'd get a throw up much tonight?
Hey, I was just trying to give a little bit of the jinx action.
Oh, okay, good, good, because it didn't work. I knew warming up, you know, they looked like they were spot on, and, you know, These kids, this offense, it's circled around this passing game. So I know we want Corbin to rush for 200 yards, but we want to see Keegan throw for a couple hundred as well. Garrison in the shotgun. Bad snap. He's going to pick it up to Allen. He's going to be hit for a loss. So that's going to put us back to about the 20-yard line. Nope. They're going to show him down. Wow. Benefit of the doubt on that one. Must have been where his knee was down because – in high school, if your knee touches the ground, you're defenseless. So they spot the ball at the 16, so it's a loss of 6 on the bad snap. And we've got 3:19, and the clock's running on your Great Dane scoreboard. The Knights 7, the Eagles 0. Zach Brown all the way to the left, out to the far right's Josh Wright. Garrison in the shotgun, hands it off in the counter to Allen. Allen cuts into the 15 to 10, and he slides down. Corbin Allen had a roll right to the right side of the end zone, and looks like he's going to be stopped right about the 9. So that's going to make it 3rd and goal from the 9. Corbin Allen had an opportunity there and fell down. We might see a Stephen Thomas field goal here. So Corbin's back in the backfield with Garrison. Garrison in the shotgun. Looks to throw. Corbin Allen stays home to block. It's a pass to Elias Gordon. He catches it at the five. He's got to muscle his way into the end zone. Touchdown. Elias Gordon and the Knights with a six-play drive. And we got 13-0 on your Great Dane scoreboard. And in comes Stephen Thomas for the PAT. So Gordon with a touchdown catch. And Garrison with his second pass for completion to Elias and Stephen Thomas for the PAT. Snap, the hold, the kick. It's up. And it's good. So on your Great Dane scoreboard, the Knights 14, the Eagles 0. We'll be right back. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
The leaves are falling and so are the prices at York Chevy Buick on U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil. This month only, we have Silverados up to $11,000 off. And backed by popular demand, sign and drive leases with zero money out of your pocket. Chevy Traxes are as low as $199 per month. Buick Encores, $179 per month. Chevy Colorado Crew Cabs as low as $247 per month. Only at one place, York Chevy Buick, where we're not number one, you are.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one at York.
Morris Manufacturing of Brazil is a locally owned fourth generation company that has received multiple Supplier Quality and Supplier of the Year awards while servicing the automotive industry for over 25 years. If you're ready to join their team, apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil, or on their website, morrismfg.com. Everyone at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil wishes good luck to the Northview Knights all season long.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back at South Putnam, Stephen Thomas's kickoff's taking it to 10 by number 3. That's Hayden Switzer, and Switzer's going to run it up to about the 40-yard line where he's taken down about the 41 by a host of Knights led by number 23, that being Mason Metz in on the tackle there. Not very good coverage for Northview. Stephen's getting a good boot on the ball. Not getting much height to give them the closure, but we're running by a lot of tackles. Arm tackling isn't working here so far for the kickoff team. So the Dynamite defense comes onto the field. South Putnam breaks the huddle, and it looks like Stone's going to be in the shotgun. Stone takes a snap, hands it off up the middle, and he's going to rush up to about the probably, I don't know, they're going to spot him about the 44-yard line, so a pickup of 3. For Matthew Goodpasture, and that's going to make it 2nd down and 7 for the Eagles. So that last drive was Corbin Allen with 3 big carries and Elias Gordon with a big touchdown reception. 3 big carries, a Zach Brown catch, and Elias Gordon with the touchdown. And the Knights got that one off of an INT.
Yep.
So here we go. 2nd down and 7. Double tight end set for the Eagles, something different. Stone takes a handoff, or takes a snap, hands it off to Leighton Workman, and Workman's going to maybe pick up 2, where he's tackled by Parker Jordan and Elias Gordon. Parker Jordan a little slow getting up. Another sophomore duo there, Parker Jordan and Braxton Sampson, your linebackers in his Dynamite defense, and boy, do they do a good job.
Yeah, they've been a staple of this defense all season long, and they continue to impress.
Bradford, Jonathan Bradford, and Dylan White here on the near side. And over there on the far side, you've got Metz and Corbin Allen. No, Corbin's coming this side. So you got Metz and who else is over there? Zach Brown. So Stone takes a snap. He's going to pass. He throws it across the middle. It's, right off the hands of the intended receiver. That was Xavier Langley. Langley had a route to the end zone if he caught that, but it went off his hands, and Dylan White almost had an opportunity. Zone defense here by the Knights, and they picked the seam and about had it read just right.
Yeah, I'd say give it a few plays. We'll probably have another good read and maybe be able to squeeze onto it a little bit here.
So that brings up 4th and 5, and it looks like South Putnam's going to elect to punt as Corbin Allen stands back on the 25. The snap, the punt's up and away. Nice punt there by Kane Gregory, And it's just going to roll up to about the 27-yard line where it's going to be downed, and the Knights are going to have another long field as they're going to have the ball at the 26. So far for South Putnam, the first drive, they were three and out and punted. This drive here, they was a punt, and the last one was the INT.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, Dynamite defense doing their thing.
So far, so good for the home team of Northview.
Home for us.
For us, yeah. Here we go. Garrison in the shotgun. Counter again to Allen. Allen up the middle. Breaks the seam. He's on a rope to the 35, the 40. Drugged down from behind at the 44. And that was a tackle by Masters Northrup. And Northrup saved a touchdown there because he had enough of Allen's jersey to slow him down enough to wrap his legs up. But Corbin, he had them Walter Payton legs are rolling.
Yeah, I can't see Corbin's eyes from up here, but I think he had that look in his eyes that he knew that was a possibility for a touchdown. So, yeah, good play right there by the South Putt defense.
Yep. Here we go. What do we got here for a set? We got Allen to the left side of Garrison, three receivers to the left, tight formation. Garrison rolls around his right. He about falls down. He just gets rid of it, throws it to Elias Gordon, did the smartest thing. He couldn't get any footing. He could feel pressure behind him. It's going to be an incomplete pass, but that could have been a loss of about 15 the way he was stumbling.
Yeah, just to show you how much Keegan's grown this year,
that's
a play.
Last year he went down. Yeah,
yeah. 4 weeks ago, he's just going to try to keep going.
Yeah.
He's going to get tackled in the backfield. Yep. So good job for him to, you know, get rid of it. So
that Sullivan game, he made a 180 in his quarterbacking. I said
yes,
it. You know, I love Keegan. I love the whole Garrison family and the whole clan and everything. But I'll tell you what, that Sullivan game was a coming out for that young man.
Yes,
he knew what he was doing after that. Garrison takes a snap. He's going to call his own number to left side. Allen with a great block. Corbin Allen with a nice block and about a 13-yard carry by Keegan Garrison. Nice job there by everybody. I don't know what slowed Keegan get down there about the 50, but if it would have been dry, he'd have probably scored on that one. So at the end of the first quarter, your Northview Knights have 14, your South Putnam Eagles 0. We'll be back after this commercial break. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
My name is Jeremy Montgomery. I'm the Energy Services Specialist at Park County RAMC. We wanted to reach out to our members and inform you that through our Power Moves program, we have $1,500 in rebates for the install of geothermal systems. This can be combined with an additional $800 in bill credits, and until the end of 2019, there is a 30% federal credit. For details, contact our office, or for additional energy efficiency tips and rebates, visit parkcountyramc.com.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to South Putnam. The Knights break the huddle, and Corbin Allen to the right, and Garrison in the shotgun. Garrison drops back to pass. He's going to throw it across the middle. Elias Gordon almost got it one-handed, but it's going to be incomplete. So first incomplete pass from Garrison to Elias Gordon. Jacob, this Northview drive started out here on the 26-yard line from a punt from South Putnam. Second down and 10 here we're faced with, but a nice first quarter for the Knights, putting up 14 points on the Great Dane scoreboard.
Yeah, you got that right. I'll tell you something, too, is coming out with their first possession, not getting what they wanted, having a
three and out.
And bouncing back and getting the two scores. That's good. That's what you want to see here.
One of them was off of an INT by Zach Brown. So here we go. Second down and 10. Garrison's going to keep it down the right side, and he's hit for a loss. Three-yard loss by the quarterback Garrison, but loss of three. I can't tell who that was in on the tackle.
55,
that would be.
Or maybe not.
Mitchell, maybe. Hey, we got to thank our sponsors. Couldn't do it without them. Thank you to Morris Manufacturing Brazil. We are hiring. Apply now at Morris Manufacturing, located at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. PDF, Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil and proud to be a part of this community. York Automotive for Chevy, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram. Located on Highway 40 west of Brazil. York Automotive, we're not number one, you are. Garrison takes a snap. He's going to throw it deep. He's got a interception. Garrison throws an interception at the 20-yard line. Nice read there, and we've got a flags coming out for a late hit on Metz.
Well,
after the play, going to give him 15 yards, and that's not going to make the coaching staff happy.
Nine.
Kane Gregory with the INT, but that's going to be a positive 15.
Yeah, and I tell you what,
Briler Metz.
Coming from the senior Briler Metz, I understand. I mean, I've been an athlete. I've been a college athlete. I know emotions run high, but
not like that.
You can't be doing that. You can't be shoving the opponent because that's just bad news bears.
Yep.
But you live and you learn.
So instead of having the ball to 20, it'll give them the ball to 35, and they'll have first down and 10 for South Putnam at the 35. May not see Metz on the field again.
Yeah.
I know how the Rates coaching staff works. He might be done for the evening.
Yep.
So here we go. Stone's going to be your quarterback. He's got two running backs, one on each side, double tight end set. Going to be to the left side of a pulling guard, and Elias Gordon falls down. Parker Jordan runs him out of bounds at the 40, about the 44. It's a carry by number two. That's Leighton Workman. Pick up a six or seven. That's going to make it second down and three or four. So the defense is going to have to make some adjustments here. Bowen Bussing, just a big guard in there, and right beside him is Isaac Torbert, and Bowen makes Isaac look like a midget. Hand off up the middle to number 21. That's going to be a gain of probably two. Good pasture. And he's tackled by Mr. Sampson, Braxton Sampson, and number 24, Ike Torbert. And falling off the bottom, or pulling up out of the bottom of that mess, was number 55, and that's the bus, Bowen Bussing. Got an opportunity there at the middle school game the other night. And I got to give a shout out to middle school. The 7th grade went 7-1 after losing their opening game of the year and went 7-1. 8th grade had a great season as well. The Knights football program is going to be strong here at Northview.
Yes, it is.
But I got a chance to talk to Bowen, and we talked a lot about football and growing up. Hand off up the middle to number two. That's Leighton Workman. Workman's going to bust loose for a pickup about 15. That's
going to
be
an easy.
Brought
down by the man. Oh, sorry. Yep, brought down
ahead.
By Zach Brown.
Yeah.
Got to give my boy props when props are due right there.
Yeah. So
save the touchdown.
It's going to be an Eagles first down. They got it on the Northview side here. So.
Yeah, definitely the best offensive possession so far for South Putt. And,
yep.
You know, kind of like we were talking last week with Owen Valley, I think, right? And,
yep.
You know, there's so many opportunities that they had a chance to kind of keep it going,
going.
This right here is one of those opportunities for South Putt that if they're going to stay in this thing, this is a huge possession for them.
Stone takes a snap, hands it off. It's going to be maybe a yard, maybe a positive one. Elias Gordon's in on your tackle, and the carry was number 21. That's Matthew Goodpasture, and they're going to give him one, so it'll be second down and nine. 9:35 to go. Clock's running. 14-0 on your Great Dane scoreboard. And like to thank Lorenz Service Center, located 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit lorenzservice.com for more information. Here we go. Stone in the shotgun. Stone takes the snap, fakes the handoff. He's going to look to throw it. In comes the bus. Bus. And it's caught by number three. That's Hayden Switzer, and Switzer's going to go into the end zone for the Eagles for their first touchdown. Blown coverage there by the Knights. Everybody lagged off, and the ball was already in the air. Not sure what happened there, but the bus, Bowen Bussing, was right there. He had an opportunity with them big paws to sack him there, but he got it away just
in
time.
You got to give credit to South Putt right there. Awesome pass.
Yep.
Great. A little dime piece to the corner of the end zone right there to put South Putt on the board.
So on the kick, the PAT is Brandon DeMort. Kicks up and It's good on your Great Dane scoreboard. The Northview Knights 14 to Eagles 7. We'll be right back after this commercial break. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
We hate to use this four-letter word on the radio, but we must. Are you ready for snow? Does your business have a plan in place to combat old man winter? Slips, trips, and falls can cost you a lot of money, and you could be shouting other four-letter words. Make your parking lot safer by calling the professionals at U.S. Lawns. You'll rest easy every time the snow falls, knowing your lots and walkways are free and clear. Call 812-605-8083 or find us online at uslawns.com. Great doesn't stop. Ready for a new career? Great Dane has immediate openings at our Brazil facility. At Great Dane, we champion the needs of our employees by providing a dynamic environment for growth. Starting pay between $13 and $15 per hour with bonus opportunities and great benefits. After decades of success, Great Dane continues to grow right here in your backyard. Call Great Dane of Brazil, 812-443-4711 or apply online at greatdane.com.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to South Putnam as the Eagles just marked 65 yards and put up seven. Jacob, defense not good coverage there on that last touchdown play, and we come back here and they had a little trickery on the kickoff, and it was just a little squib kick, looked like a mediocre onside attempt that rolled down to about the 36-yard line, where Jonathan Bradford falls on it, and the Knights will have it first and 10 from the 25-yard line. Garrison in the shotgun, takes snaps, hand it off to Allen, 25-20. Up to the, probably the 23, still on his feet, still pushing forward. Gets it up to the 24-yard line. Nice carry there by Corbin. He's getting about 3 or 4 yards after initial contact.
Yeah, he just refuses to go down until he absolutely has to, and usually when he absolutely has to, it's because the whole defense is on top of him.
Yeah, so that's 8 yards, so it's second down and two. Second down and two for Northview. They go to the huddle, and no changes. Look for him to run the Wildcat here in the first half sometime just to change things up a little bit. Garrison takes a snap, hands it off on the counter to Allen. Allen breaks through, gets up to the 40, to the 44, and I think, yep, that's going to be the 44-yard line. Can't see who that was in on tackle. I think it was 57. Dark up here, can't even see my sheet. Connor Hilburn, and that's going to be a Knights first down. So 8 minutes to go in the first half. Same formation, three receivers right. Now Elias going to go in slot. He's going to stale out on the right side, and he's going to hand it off to Allen. Nice lead block by Calandrilla. Allen to 45, the 40, the 30, the 20.
Foot race.
The 15. He cuts back into the inside, and it's going to be touchdown, Corbin Allen. What footwork by Corbin Allen to tiptoe the sideline after he was shoved, what should have been, could have been, wanted to be. Matthew Goodpasture pushed him out of bounds, and Corbin Allen with a 57-yard scamper to the end zone.
Yeah, the push right there by Goodpasture, like you said, trying to get him out of bounds, but I think it just boosted him a little bit, gave him that little turbo. Touchdown for the Knights.
Corbin Allen, nice 57-yard touchdown run, and Stephen Thomas will come on for the PAT. What do we got here? A little confusion going on with the officials and moving the ball. They had it on the far hash. Here we go. It's Dylan White's to hold Thomas to kick. Elias Gordon, your long snapper. Kicks up, and it's good. On your Great Dane scoreboard, the Knights 21, the Eagles 7. We'll be back. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
When you need insurance, it's important to have an agent you can trust. I'm Chad Schottmeyer with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil. When I meet with my clients, my focus is you and your family. I can review your policies and make sure you have the protection you need based on questions many don't ask. Don't let your mailbox or a computer screen be your insurance agent. For a no-obligation review, call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects, so stop by and see us today.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back. Stephen Thomas boots it. It's going to be caught short, though, about the 25. This time, it's going to be nice coverage by the Knights as Ike Torbert and Braxton Sampson get down there and cover him up at the 31-yard line. So South Putnam will have the ball at the 30, 32, 33. 57-yard touchdown run by Corbin Allen to give us three scores. Knights answered quickly after South Putnam put up their first seven on your Great Dane scoreboard. I'd like to thank Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Also, our player of the game is brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer. For an insurance quote, call Chad at 812-208-3244. Stone takes a snap, hands it off to the left side. And we got a holding penalty, so whatever this is will come back. But Braxton Sampson tackles him about the 49-yard line. Matthew Goodpasture. But that's going to go back, and that's going to be make it first down and 20, as it looks like it's right at the line of scrimmage. You could tell it was straight up holding. 58 had his ham hooks wrapped around his arm and jersey. If not, that would have been a tackle for a loss.
Yep.
So sometimes you see a big play bust out like that, you think, wow, that was a good run by the young man. Well, that good run come because another young man decided he wanted to just keep a little bit too much hand motion.
Yep, yep.
So it's going to make it first and 20, maybe 21. And there's 7:33 to go in the first half. Seems like a long first half.
Yeah, sure does.
So Stone takes the snap. He bobbles it a little bit, pitches it out to the right side. And Goodpasture gets maybe back to the line of scrimmage, where he's tackled by...
looks like Ike Torbert.
Ike Torbert and Zach Brown? Nope. Who else was that? Little guy wandering over there. Oh, Bradford, 29. Here we go. Second down, and we'll still call it 18. Stone breaks the huddle. South Putnam had a couple nice completions on that last possession. Let's see if they go to the air here. Stone rolls out to his right. He's going to pass. He throws it deep, and he throws it complete at the 50-yard line. What a catch by number three. That's Switzer. Switzer, nice reception there, and they're going to mark it at the 49. That's going to be an Eagle first down. Nice pitch and catch, Stone to Switzer.
I tell you, the South Putt team wants to win this game, Brad. They don't care what the media and the press say. They don't care. They don't even get to play a crossover game. They're wanting to make a statement tonight.
Yeah.
And even though I'm on the northeast side, you'd love to see fight like that in an underdog team.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You always want to win.
Yep, exactly.
Here we go. Stone in the shotgun. Takes a snap. Nope. Hands it off. Thought he was going to fake it and a little play action there, but he handed it off to Goodpasture, and Goodpasture is hit immediately by the bus, Bowen Bussing. Nice tackle there by Bowen Bussing, standing straight up. But talking to Bussing the other day at the football game, he talked about trying to play basketball in middle school and didn't like it. He talked about wrestling and didn't like it, and he said, man, golf. Golf's fun.
Yeah.
He said, but I'll tell you what. He said, I love football. He said, I just love being able to tell people what to do, show people what to do, and teach people what to do. And I said, you know, Bust, I said, that goes a long ways with me because that's what it's all about.
That's right.
Stone takes a snap. He's got a lot of time. He sets up the screen, and it's intercepted. Braxton Sampson with another INT, his third of the year, and that's going to be first down, Northview.
What a play by the sophomore.
sophomore with 20 years experience. That kid plays football in his sleep.
Gee, Manitley, what a play. His barrel rolls over the offensive player for South Putt. Still comes up with the interception.
I bet his dad's up there just smiling because Jared and I, we've coached a lot of years in youth, and Jared's been involved in the youth and everything. But I'll tell you what, he films every game. They watch every game. They talk about what he does and everything. Braxton Sampson knows more about the game of football because of being taught at a young age and getting taught every night by his father, Jared, and his family. You know, that goes a long ways with Braxton. We've got a timeout. The Eagles take one. We'll take one as well. On your Great Dane scoreboard, the Knights have 21, the Eagles 7. We'll be right back on WAMB.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the Straight Answer Auto Shop.
Process Development and Fabrication in Brazil wants to congratulate Northview Athletics on a phenomenal 2018-19 sports season. Whether you need a small piece of equipment for inspection purposes, a 900-foot assembly line, or even an entire plant design and layout, there is no project that is too small or too large for PDF Inc. to handle. They are building for the world. PDF Inc. is always interested in creative, dependable people. If that sounds like you, visit pdfinc.com/careers to send in your resume.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back. I'm Brad Wallace. Alongside me is Jacob Harden. Jacob, while we were on commercial break, the Knights tried running a garrison on a quarterback keeper, and he's tackled at the line of scrimmage for a loss. Makes it second down and 13. This time Garrison's in the shotgun. He's going to hand it off to Allen in the counter. Allen up to the 50, the 40, probably 7, where he's tackled. Gets back to about the line of scrimmage, original line of scrimmage, maybe plus one. So that's going to make it 3rd and 9 for the Knights.
Tell you, Brad, I know we've talked about it before. Don't get me wrong. I want to score a touchdown, get a first down. But if we get a fourth down back here, I want to see Steven just try to kick a field goal here.
Yeah.
I want to see what he's made of because I know he's made of a lot, and I know he could probably get himself a good one. Maybe not from this deep, but if we get a little bit more.
Well, Garrison's going to keep it. He's going to rush up to the 40. The 35 still on his feet at the 34, and that's going to be a pickup of 14 for Garrison, and that's going to be a Knights first down, and there goes your opportunity for that fourth down for a long kick.
Another jinx. That's all right, though. I'd rather have the first down.
Garrison with a nice run there, but he got hit pretty hard on that. So, yeah, that's going to make it 1st and 10. So here we go. 4 minutes to go in the first half. Garrison in the shotgun. Takes a snap. Going to pass. Little screen to Allen. Allen's got it 35-30. Cuts inside to 25 on his feet to 20. 15-10. Touchdown. Four-quarter Corbin puts it in the end zone. And the Knights put another 6 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Makes it 27 points in the first half. And Corbin Allen is just dynamite on the ground tonight.
Corbin Allen just tap danced by all those defenders. I just don't get it. I mean, it looks like they got good coverage, and then next thing you know, he's gone and he's scoring 6 points for the Knights.
Yep. Corbin with a nice run there, and Stephen Thomas comes on for the PAT. White to hold. Elias snaps good, kicks up, and it's good. On the Knights scoreboard, the Northview Knights put up 28. We'll be back after this commercial break. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
It's construction sale time at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil. During our Jeep Adventure Days, get a Jeep Gladiator as low as $369 per month or a Renegade up to $8,000 off and a Jeep Cherokee $6,000 off. And during Ram Power Days, get as much as $10,000 off a Ram pickup. only at one place, the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil, where we're not number one, you are.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one at York.
Morris Manufacturing of Brazil is a locally owned fourth-generation company that has received multiple Supplier Quality and Supplier of the Year awards while servicing the automotive industry for over 25 years. If you're ready to join their team, apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil, or on their website, morrismfg.com. Everyone at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil wishes good luck to the Northview Knights all season long.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Well, the Knights kick off. Stephen Thomas kicks it deep, and it's going to be fielded by 21. And Goodpasture is going to take that up to about the 30. Sorry, that's 24. That's Xavier Langley. He's going to get it up to the 40-yard line, and South Putnam will have the ball first and 10 from the 40. And I was corrected via text. That's Braxton Sampson, sixth INT. Jeez. So, wow. See, they start racking up. You forget. But his dad's up there listening to us, and he texted me and said, hey, buddy, that's number six. So
You said he plays in his sleep. I think those other three, those are interceptions. Yeah. He got in his dreams.
Dad got him in his sleep. No, his dad knows his stats, I'm sure. So Stone takes the snap. He's going to hand it off to the left side. That's going to be Goodpasture. He's going to pick up two where he's tackled by Sampson. And Sampson and Noah Miner. And the clock runs, 3:35 to go in the first half. Like to thank Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. Join our team today. Apply for your new career at greatdane.com. U.S. Lawns located at 1309 North Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute. And Park County RMC, your Touchtone Energy Cooperation. Here we go. Second and 10. Stone in the shotgun. Snap, drops back to pass. Quick pass out into the flat, and it's going to be caught. Dylan White makes the tackle. That was a nice pitch and catch there to 25. That's Kane Gregory. That's going to be an Eagles first down. Gregory picks up 13.
The South Putt team's just not going away, Brad.
Nope.
Got to commend them for that. They're fighting until the end.
Let's see if Parker Jordan can pick up his INT for tonight.
I do.
We've got two already, so let's get number three, and let's let it be the Parker man. So three receivers bunched to the left, one to the right. Stone hands it off. Fumble, and it's going to be recovered by the Knights. That looks like the bus, Bowen Bussing. I think Bussing's going to come up with it. You're not going to take it away from him.
Yeah.
Nope. How does that happen? Bowen had the ball, and he hands it to the official, and they call it dead.
Well, that would make sense then.
That's second and 13, but Bowen had the ball. He fell on it.
Yeah.
Unless they whistled him dead, I don't know.
Must have whistled.
It was on the handoff, though. It couldn't have been. It was on the handoff. Nobody had possession of it. So Stone in the slot. Snap, throws it. And it's intercepted. Dylan White. Dylan White makes the INT. It wasn't Parker Jordan, but Mr. White does it.
What a big-time play from the sophomore. Dylan White.
Yep.
Love to say the name. The kid has been doing so much.
He's been doing
the little things right, and the little things have been a big factor for this Northview team, and you see it there again.
So the 42-yard line, the Knights will take over. And we still got our timeouts. We've got 2 minutes and 18 seconds on your Great Dane scoreboard. The clock will start after the play. So let's see what we do here. Let's see if we're just going to be conservative or if we're going to try marching down the field and put up seven more. Garrison in a shotgun. Going to throw it. Looking deep. Nope. Short screen to Allen. And just, man, that's the first time they've been off on that.
Yeah.
And there's big Landon Falk. We talked about the sophomore earlier. He was down there ready to lay out somebody as a lead blocker.
But he
wasn't far enough ahead of Corbin. Corbin ran by him in two steps.
Yeah, I know I know Quentin Nelson is not a center, but just an offensive lineman in general. But he had a little bit of the old Q Nelson in there. And going downfield, seeing what blocks he can pick up. And
he loved
to see it.
Here we go, second down and 10. Clock stopped on the incompletion. Elias goes in the slot. Garrison, snap, hands off to Allen. Allen, full steam ahead. Going to rush his way up to the 48. And that's going to make it fourth down and about, or third down and about five, four. Knights don't call timeout here, so let's see what they're going to do here. They let the clock continue to run. Garrison goes to the huddle. 140 and counting. 10 seconds on the play clock. Knights break the huddle. And Zach Brown goes to the far side. This is going to be a deep pass. Garrison takes snap. Nope. Hands it off to Allen. Allen rushes up. He's going to get a first down. And I bet we see a timeout here by the Knights. It's going to be a first down at the 47 with 1:23 to go. And we're going to run a play. We're not calling timeout. So off goes Josh Wright to get the play. Josh Wright gets the play this time. Well, we do have a timeout. Northview does finally take a timeout. We'll take one as well. On your Great Dane scoreboard, tonight's 28, the Eagles 7. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
Hello. My name is Jeremy Montgomery. I am the Energy Services Specialist at Park County RMC. We want to reach out to our commercial, industrial, and agricultural members and inform you that we have rebates that include HVAC, lighting, compressed air systems, and variable frequency drives. This program is for retrofit and new construction. For details, contact our office, or for additional energy efficiency tips and rebates, visit parkcountyrmc.com.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to South Putnam. I'm Brad Wallace. Beside me, Jacob Harden. Knights come out of a timeout with first and 10. Garrison's got the ball 47. Low snap. He drops back to pass. He steps up in the pocket, and he's going to be sacked. Garrison's going to be sacked at the 47. And that was nice defensive coverage there by the Eagles. Their line finally gets back there. And that's going to get him back number 58. That's Parker Hacker with the tackle for a loss on Garrison. Well, I'd like to take this time to thank our sponsors. Riddell National Bank, you're not a number. You're our neighbor. Park County RMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. U.S. Lawns, located at 1309 North Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute. Great Dane Trailers, join their team today. Apply for your new career at GreatDane.com. That's Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer. Call 812-208-3244 for your insurance quote today. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, it's Timberland. Lorenz Service, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit Lorenz.com for more information. PDF, Process Development Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil and proud to be a part of this community. Morris Manufacturing, we are hiring. Apply now at Morris Manufacturing, located at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. York Automotive, we're not number one, you are. Here we go. Garrison in the shotgun. The rain has set in now, and it's raining heavy. Garrison looks to pass, and he throws it incomplete. It's incomplete pass. It fell out of his hand. It's incomplete. Coach is not happy. So that's going to be an incomplete pass as Chuck Sorrell's over here wanting an explanation, but it was an incomplete pass. And that's going to make it third down and 17 with 1:10 and the clock stopped. This rain is playing havoc now on the passing game, Mr. Harden.
Yeah, this is what I was alluding to. I knew it was going to happen at some point. But, yeah, here we go. A little bit of slick conditions out there, Bradley.
41 degrees via my cell phone looking at the National Weather Service. 41, and this rain's in here, looks like, for about 45 minutes. Handoff up the middle to – was that – who was in on that handoff? Was it Allen?
It looked like it from here. I just kind of assumed because that's about that's our go-to guy.
And it is Corbin Allen, and South Putnam calls timeout. So it's fourth down and 14 at the 50 as Corbin Allen picks up maybe three on that. So it's fourth and 14 from the 59, and South Putnam calls timeout. We'll take one as well. We'll be right back after this 30-second break. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
We hate to use this four-letter word on the radio, but we must. Are you ready for snow? Does your business have a plan in place to combat old man winter? Slips, trips, and falls can cost you a lot of money, and you could be shouting other four-letter words. Make your parking lot safer by calling the professionals at U.S. Lawns. You'll rest easy every time the snow falls, knowing your lots and walkways are free and clear. Call 812-605-8083 or find us online at uslawns.com.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back. It's fourth down and 15 for the Knights with 56.4 to go in the first half. The Knights are up 28-7 on the Great Dane scoreboard. And Thomas to punt this one. Takes a snap. The punt is away, and it's going to be rolled out to about the 25 where it's going to be downed by the Knights. So the Eagles will have it first down and 10 from the 25. And so we punted the first possession and we punted the last possession of the first half.
Yep.
Let's not punt anymore tonight. We've had two different punters. Let's not use a third.
Yeah, no joke.
Zach Brown punted that one.
Yeah, I saw Zach Brown getting some punts in and warm-ups, maybe just trying to experiment a little bit, give Steven a break, which our offense has been giving Steven a break, if you think about it.
Yep, both of them seniors. Here we go, Stone in the shotgun. They got 48 seconds to work with it. Stone drops back to pass. He steps up in the pocket. Nothing there. He's going to keep it. He runs out of bounds. Good run there by the young man. Picks up about 9.
Yeah, great veteran player out there to get out of bounds. Time's a ticking, under a minute left. And you know South Putt's going to try to score here going into halftime. They need to, they want to, and they're doing everything they can to make sure that happens.
So he picks up 8, and it makes it 2nd and 2. 41.7 ticks to go. Dynamite defense needs to get a stop here. Pick 6. How about that for Parker Jordan? Get another INT. Handoff up the middle. Nothing there. As the Knights wrestling back, that's a good pasture with the carry and Parker Jordan and
looks like Noah Miner down there.
Noah Miner and Braxton Sampson.
Pass.
And so they're in a hurry up now with 25 seconds to go. Nope. Here we go. The center tried spotting the ball. Snap, handoff again to Good pasture. Nothing there as he's tackled for a loss by 24, and that's Torbert. And they. Why do they? Oh, we got a timeout. We'll take one as well. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
Great doesn't stop. Ready for a new career? Great Dane has immediate openings at our Brazil facility. At Great Dane, we champion the needs of our employees
this
by providing a dynamic environment for growth. Starting pay between $13 and $15 per hour with bonus opportunities and great benefits. After decades of success, Great Dane continues to grow right here in your backyard. Call Great Dane of Brazil, 812-443-4711, or apply online at greatdane.com.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Yeah. Welcome back to South Putnam. 7.2 seconds to go in the first half. Unites lead 28-7 over the Eagles on the Great Dane scoreboard. South Putnam looks to have one more play as it's 4th and 2, and Stone's in the shotgun. Stone takes a snap. He's going to pass it deep. Throws it, and it's going to be out of bounds Out of bounds, incomplete. And the Knights are going to have 1.7 seconds. They're going to have to. They're going to have to down it. They're going to have to take a knee. And
yeah, great coverage right there by Dillon.
Yep.
Some are thinking that that great coverage was maybe a little too much, too personal.
Well, but the ball hit the running track. I mean, it wasn't even catchable. So that was fourth down. So it's Knights ball, first and 10. I look for us just to take a knee. I don't see us trying anything with the field conditions and.
Yeah. Not worth getting guys hurt going into
nope.
the WIC championship
nope,
game
not
next
with a
Friday.
Lead, 28-7. So at halftime, we'll have the commissioner's report with Bobby Cox. There'll be a lot of talking there about the sectionals and what's coming up with the draw this Sunday.
Yep.
Can't listen to it on a WAMB, but you can listen to it on Waxy, as it'll be Sunday. Keegan Garrison drops back to throw it. He's going to throw it, and it's going to be incomplete as time expires. So at the end of the first half, your Northview Knights put up 28 points. The South Putnam Eagles, 7. Jacob, it was a great first half. They did what we thought they'd do. The dynamite defense, they give up the one big play, but the offense put up a lot of points, and that's what we've been doing so far.
Sure.
We're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back with Bobby Cox and the commissioner's report. Then Jacob and I will wrap up this first half and get you ready for the second half. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
When you need insurance, it's important to have an agent you can trust. I'm Chad Schottmeyer with Indiana Farm Bureau
Insurance.
Make it
7 minutes.
When I meet with my clients,
my
focus is you and your family. I can review your policies and make sure you have the protection you need based on questions many don't ask. Don't let your mailbox or a computer screen be your insurance agent. For a no-obligation review, call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects, so stop by and see us today.
It's time for the Commissioner's Corner, an exclusive weekly update from the IHSAA Commissioner himself, Bobby Cox. Now for the inside scoop on what's happening day-to-day with the IHSAA, here's Coach Bob Lovell with Commissioner Bobby Cox.
Welcome back, everyone, to our weekly conversation with the Commissioner of the IHSAA, Bobby Cox. Commissioner, we are rapidly approaching some fall sports championships. We already have had one state championship chosen in golf. Homestead wins girls golf championship. We are all in. The pairing show coming up with football this weekend. But let's talk about the state champions in golf. At Homestead played at Prairie View Golf Course in Indianapolis. Fun day, great golf, some really interesting stories coming out of the girls championship.
As they always do, Bob, our girls' golf championship was conducted at Prairie View. I want to thank our friends at Prairie View, Doc O'Neill and his entire staff, for the great work they do to put on a championship tournament like they do. One of the greatest state championship golf tournaments in the country, to be quite frank. Homestead, our champion on the team side, upended Evansville North, who has been a multiple-time state champion, played tremendously over the 2 days. And congratulations to them. Also, we had an incident come up. This happens every once in a while in golf. And we had a young lady who signed for an incorrect scorecard, Kia Parrott, who's from Kokomo High School. Her goal was always to be on the awards platform as an individual. She would have finished sixth. And as it turned out, she realized that she signed for an incorrect scorecard. Mm-hmm. And so she took it upon herself to report herself to the meet officials, and she was disqualified. And I can't emphasize enough how important that is, and how what a tremendous act of sportsmanship and fair play that was exhibited by this young high school student. We've seen it happen at the professional level. It's happened at the collegiate level.
Right.
It's happened at our level. And I think special consideration should be given to this young lady for her honesty, her sportsmanship, mm-hmm. and sense of fair play in a very difficult situation. And quite frankly, she could have just let it ride. No one would have figured it out. But she knew it was wrong, and she couldn't live with herself knowing that it was wrong, so she reported it. So I think that the messages that we're providing with respect to sportsmanship
right.
and how high school sports should be played, this is a crystal clear example of why we do what we do.
Could not agree more. Could not echo what you said, the sentiments. I congratulate Kia Parrott and Kokomo High School and the IHSAA. We're talking to the commissioner of the IHSAA, Bobby Cox. This weekend, commissioner, the pairing show for the upcoming football championship will be taking place 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock Eastern time Sunday night, the 13th. Paul Condry from the Indiana Football Digest and I will be live with you and your colleagues at the IHSAA headquarters. It's always a fun night, always a tension-filled night, quite frankly, when everybody waiting to find out who's going to be playing whom and where.
It is, and it's a great 48 sectionals across the state, and we'll be drawing those first-round pairings on Sunday evening so that we can get our tournament underway. We encourage our member schools to get together, have these viewing parties. Send us your pictures, tweet those pictures, and we will recognize as many schools as we can throughout the broadcast. It's a great time for our schools and our communities and our football program to rally together to figure out who that first round opponent's going to be, and then what's your tournament path going to be to the state finals at Lucas Oil over Thanksgiving weekend.
It's always fun for us to be able to sit there and talk about the matchups. The viewing parties, the pictures that continue to flow in has been a great addition. I think everybody has a chance to be involved in this from an interactive standpoint, sharing information. I think what makes it such a cool evening for all of us coming up on Sunday.
Well, it is. And what it does, Bob, I think, is it's another example of where education-based athletics brings a community together. Unlike any other stanchion of sports in our society, high school sports, here's a great example of how an event, the pairing show, brings the team together, brings the community together, brings all the school folks together in anticipation of what's going to happen. And it's just a fun time for us as a staff at the IHSA to draw the pairings out and figure out who's going to play. And then quite selfishly, where are we going to go?
Right.
Where are we going to go and see that first game? I look forward to it, and so we'll be figuring out where I'm going to go on that Friday night, the 25th, and see a great high school contest.
He's the commissioner of the IHSAA, Bobby Cox, our weekly conversation about all things IHSAA. Commissioner, enjoy the weekend. I'll look forward to seeing you on Sunday night.
Thank you, Bob. Look forward.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the Straight Answer Auto Shop.
Process Development and Fabrication in Brazil wants to congratulate Northview Athletics on a phenomenal 2018-19 sports season. Whether you need a small piece of equipment for inspection purposes, a 900-foot assembly line, or even an entire plant design and layout, there is no project that is too small or too large for PDF Inc. to handle. They are building for the world. PDF Inc. is always interested in creative, dependable people. If that sounds like you, visit pdfinc.com/careers to send in your resume.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back, fellow Northview Knight fans. It is 28-7 here at South Putnam High School. I'm Jacob Harden. Bradley Wallace usually likes to take his extended bathroom break right when break comes back into session here. So you're stuck with me once more. So like I say, we got the score of 28-7. Let's talk a little bit of Northview football here. What have we done well this first half? Well, first and foremost, Corbin Allen, he's a pretty good player. If you haven't caught on to that, he's a darn good football player, and he is absolutely punishing this South Putnam defense. He's had a 57-yard run. He's had a 43-yard run. He's had, three touchdowns? Kid is a monster, and he's going to be one to look after here at the second half as we go. But also, you have to give credit to the Dynamite defense. We've had a few interceptions. Zach Brown's had a nice one. Let's see here. White has had one. We've had some good defensive stops, and you got to give credit, though, to this South Putnam Eagles team. They came into this game. Brad and I have talked about it in the pregame. They have come in here to try and send a message to this Northview team. Northview is the bigger school. They're the bigger team. They're the Goliath to their David. And South Putt, though down 28-7, are showing a lot of fight, and they're making it a ball game. Even though it seems like we're beating them by a lot, they are coming in here and they're making it a ball game. And my colleague and good old pal Brad Wallace is back. How was your restroom break,
ooh,
sir?
It's chilly out there. Chilly. If it's 41, I hate to see what it's going to be like when it's 31, because it's cold out there, Mr. Harden. It's
yes,
cold. So...
Didn't get to talk much to the loyal listeners too much. Told them about how, unless you've been sleeping under a rock, you know, you probably know Corbin Allen. He's pretty darn good. He's been the spur of the offense so far for
but
the first
half. But
it's
been a defense.
But it's also been some defensive plays with our interceptions by Zach Brown and,
Zach Brown, Elias Gordon with the big
Elias
sack
Gordon,
there
in, Dylan White.
In the second possession for South Putnam. Elias had the big sack, so... Yep. Yep, it's been a tale of two sides here for the Knights, the offense and the defense doing what we expect them to do.
Exactly.
We'll take a commercial break. We'll be back. We'll get you set for the second half. We'll talk a little bit about next week as the Knights will travel to Indian Creek for a WIC championship. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
It's construction sale time at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil. During our Jeep Adventure Days, get a Jeep Gladiator as low as $369 per month.
How about those Cardinals?
$8,000 off.
How about those Cardinals?
$6,000 off. And during Ram Power Days, get as much as
$10,000
off.
It's just started. The Cardinals are betting in the bottom of the first.
The all-new York Chrysler Dodge
Jeep
Ram. No
score yet, but I expect the Cardinals to have many scores tonight.
We're not number one.
You are.
Morris Manufacturing of Brazil is a locally owned fourth-generation company
that has
received multiple
Supplier Quality and Supplier of the Year awards while servicing the automotive
industry for over 25 years. If you're ready to join their team, apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil, or on their website, morrismfg.com. Everyone at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil wishes good luck to the Northview Knights all season long.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to the Northview Knights football broadcast. I'm Brad Wallace. Beside me is Jacob Harden. Jacob, we was talking to Dennis Porter back in the studio there on the break. I know both you and Dennis are both big Cardinals fans, but Game 5 offense last night, the Cardinals had what they needed, and they're going to do it again tonight. Is tonight it?
Oh, man, I don't know. Anytime you get into a series, getting that first win is a good confidence boost. But, I like that hat, though, Dennis. Once you get into that seven-game series, anything can happen. It's seven games for a reason. There's been plenty. If you go back, heck, I remember like it was yesterday, 2011 World Series, Cardinals and Rangers, down to our final strike, not once, but twice. David Freese and Lance Berkman coming up clutch with two-strike approach, extending the game. Don't get me wrong. I'm loving this high school football. But by golly, Brad, I'm so excited that the Cardinals are in the postseason again. First time since 2015, and I am a happy camper.
Yep. All right, so that's enough about MLB. We'll talk about that when it's over. So here we go. The Knights put up 28, the Eagles 7 in the first half. Next week, the Northview Knights will travel to Indian Creek for a WIC crossover championship. We'll be on the air at 6:45. And, Jacob, I haven't looked to see about a Cloverdale score update, but that's where Indian Creek's at. But I'll tell you what, both teams look to be undefeated going into that. If the Knights hold on here and Indian Creek does what we expect them to do at Cloverdale.
Yep.
So, two high-powered offenses. Defensively, I don't know exactly how Indian Creek matches up. You know, they've given up, you know, they've given up a lot of points, which we haven't after that, you know, that second week. We haven't given up a bunch of points.
Yeah.
You know, we did give up 35 at North Putnam, but we put up
a
50 spot.
Yeah, we had the offense to back it up. Yeah.
So it should be a really good game next week. If you don't make the drive or you just want to sit back and listen to me and Jacob, like I said, we'll be on the air at 6:45. But we have volleyball coming up. We're going to be covering the Northview Volleyball Sectionals. So stay tuned for that. Tune in live. Listen to the Northview volleyball as the girls look to rebound. They started out on fire. Then they had some big key injuries. And I'm not sure if Miss Cambry Lucas will get a comeback or not for the sectionals, but that night's team was doing red hot out of the gate. They've struggled here lately. They're finally starting to win again. But girls volleyball next Thursday night, we'll be covering girls sectional volleyball. And I want to give a big shout out to the Northview cross country. You know, Stuart Bennett, that group won the WIC. Great group of kids. The girls won as well.
Yep.
Also, the girls soccer team.
Yeah.
They're doing amazing right now. You know, Northview Athletics it's going great.
Most definitely.
You know, where we're at right now, we're getting ready to turn the page. We've only got 4 weeks of football, and then we're going to roll into basketball. Then next thing you know, it's going to be baseball and softball.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're going to have summer again. So even though it's only 41 and cold out there, blink, it's Indiana tomorrow. It'll probably be 75, and you'll be out there in your Speedo.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of glass half full approach right here, but you got to really cherish these times. There's gonna be a day, Brad, we're gonna look back, we're gonna say, man, I missed that day when it was 41 degrees. I was hanging out with a group full of awesome men in this press box,
yeah,
and we were watching a good football game, and it's gonna go before you know it. Next thing you know, I might even be married.
Yep. So Corbin Allen with the scoring for the Knights, he's got two touchdown runs, and then we've got a touchdown pass for a touchdown pass for Elias Gordon, and did I not write down the other one? Elias touchdown, two runs for three for Corbin Allen. Corbin Allen with three touchdown runs. So that's your scoring for the Knights on the Great Dane scoreboard. The Northview Knights, 28, the South Putnam Eagles, 7. We'll be back to get started with the kickoff of the second half. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Yeah, we're good on breaks.
Yeah, calling to say
you
thanks
like my
for
hat?
Regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30
you
years ago.
You like my
ago.
Hat, guys?
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com.
National Bank.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
I'm not
Hello.
Sure.
My name is Jeremy Montgomery. I am the
probably
Energy
Houston.
Services Specialist at Park County RMC. We want to reach out to our commercial, industrial, and agricultural members and inform you that we have rebates that include HVAC, lighting, compressed air systems, and variable frequency drives. This program is for retrofit and new construction. For details, contact our office, or for additional energy efficiency
yeah,
tips
yeah, that would
and
be
rebates,
a good series.
Visit parkcountyrmc.com.
Here we go, guys.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to South Putnam High School on your Great Dane scoreboard. Your Northview Knights 28, South Putnam 7. Jacob, what do you think South Putnam is going to change up here for the second half? You think they're going to get any answers for the offensive power that we've had through Corbin Allen's feet?
Oh, man, I tell you what, I think the best thing they really could do was pray. No, but in all seriousness, they're going to come out explosive. I mean, they did a great job at the very start of the game, shutting down Corbin, and Corbin just finally got to him.
Yeah.
So I see them going back to whatever they were doing at the beginning of the first half. But something also, too, is I think if South Putt has any chance of coming back in this game, they're going to have to keep utilizing their pass game. They've completed so many nice passes. Their touchdown was a beautiful pass on the corner of the end zone. Because when they try to run the ball, that dynamite defensive line of the Northview Knights is just stopping them for the most part. But they've had a lot of good pass completions. So offensively, that's what I see them do. And defensively, pray.
Yeah. All right. So the Knights are set to kick off. South Putnam had they won the toss, but they deferred to the second half here. So might be beneficial for him here getting a football. Let's hope that Mr. Thomas can put a boot in it. And at the conclusion of this game, we'll have our player of the game brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. If you're interested in an insurance quote, give Chad a call at 812-208-3244. And if you're interested in broadcast or advertising on our broadcast, get a hold of DLC Media. Stop by 111 West National in Brazil. Ask for Dave. Ask for anybody. Give me a call. Give Jacob a call. Talk to somebody. Get on board. 111 West National Avenue or call 812-420-2518. Thomas kicks it off. It's going to be a short little wobbly kick, and it's going to roll out of bounds about the 34-yard line, and that's not going to set well for the Knights defense, as that's going to give great field position for South Putnam. Thomas just missed that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, when he was going up to it, it looked like he tried to intentionally do that to me. I could be wrong, but I don't know what the mindset is there.
Nope.
Because usually you see him boot an absolute
deep
bomb.
But the thing about it is, if that ball stays in bounds, that would be the shortest field that they'd have had. But they're going to kick it again. South Putnam's going to ask them to kick it again. So we're just kicking it away. They've returned it so well. I think that was the plan there, is just to, keep it away. So he's going to move back to the 35 from the 40 and kick it. And this could very well again, because now they've moved up. They've creeped three guys up to the 30. And one still standing back at the 15, so look for Bohr to kick it hard. If he kicks it towards this sideline and deep, he could probably pin it deep back to the end zone. So Thomas set to kick off this time. He's on the approach to kick. It's up. It's a squib kick this time. It's going to be tipped by 35, and it's going to be covered up at the 40 by number 24, and that is Langley. And it'll be first and 10.
Yeah, you definitely hit the nail right on the head, Brad. That first kick wasn't by accident. That was designed that way. And, you're exactly right. Try to keep South Putt from having a good run return like they have all game.
And it worked, because now they got the ball on the 37, not on the 50.
Yep.
So here we go. South Putnam has the ball, first and 10. The Dynamite defense is all starters. No changes for the Knights. Stone takes the snap, hands it off up the middle to Good Pastor, nothing there. He's tackled by Braxton Sampson in the backfield. And I looked at halftime when we went up there, and you was right, Jacob. Ike Torber is not in the game. That is number 34, Noah Miner. Noah Miner playing up on the offensive line now. They got him as a defensive end on the near side. And it just shifted Bowen Bussing to the middle and Zach Calandrilla in the middle with Elias Gordon. So instead of Zach Calandrilla being on this near side as a defensive end like he has all year, you got him and Elias Gordon on the far side. And that's why we're getting so much penetration in the backfield. But they're running away from it. Good Pastor runs over. And great tackle by Zach Brown. Zach Brown with a nice tackle. And Bowen Bussing, the big bus over here on the sideline, pick up a 2, and it'll make it 3rd and 7 for the Eagles. Wow.
Yeah, good start for the defense here the second half. Dynamite.
Did they wash Parker Jordan's jersey at halftime? It's white again. I know he's been filthy. So here we go. Look at Sampson. Sampson, you can tell he lives on a farm.
Yeah.
Can't even tell what his jersey number is. Stone in the shotgun. Snaps low. It's going to be a pass. Short blitz, and it's almost intercepted. But they call that a catch.
They did. Good job there.
Nah. Good job keeping his feet in.
Yeah, that was a very good job. Good footwork.
Man. That's
his feet were doing one thing, hands the other, but that was exactly what you needed. Yep. Great play right there by South Putt.
Ken Gregory picks up the snag there at the sidelines. Almost picked off by Zach Brown. Zach just misread it.
Yep.
So it's 1st and 10. So, let's see here. No changes. Riley Stone still your quarterback for South Putnam. Their line is in a weird formation. It's going to go left. And here comes Sampson with the big hit at the line of scrimmage. Maybe a loss of 2. He's going to be slow getting up because Braxton laid the logs to him. Braxton Sampson put a big hit on number two. That's Leighton Workman. And Workman's going to be wanting to know where that freight train come from because it was full steam ahead for Mr. Sampson.
Yeah, I don't imagine that these tackles feel good when it's 85 degrees, but by God, I guarantee
41.
You they do not feel any better when it's 41 degrees. That had to hurt.
Second and 10, Stone in the backfield. Stone's going to get the snap.
Maybe. There we go.
And he fumbles it down. He hands it off. He's down. That's got to be whistled down. He was on his knees. He can't pick it up and hand it off from his knees. But it's still no gain. So, yeah. But he did get a hand off to Workman. And Workman's hit, and it's going to be a five-yard loss. But that should have been whistled dead by the white hat right in front of him. The quarterback was on his knees when he picked the ball up off the ground and handed it to the running back.
Yeah, but after it's done, six for one, half a dozen for the other.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's safety. Safety's number one. That's why they have this. That's why they whistle when your knee's on the ground. So.
Exactly.
Here we go. Third and 15. Defense got to be strong here. Look for him to pass it. Sampson's on the near side. He's going to blitz. Maybe a scheme. Now he drops back with Parker Jordan. Snap, it is a pass. We got good coverage here. Good coverage. Forced him out of pocket. He's going to run forward. Here comes Sampson. And
Zach Brown.
They're going to get a flag. It's going to be a personal foul because he tackled him out of bounds. So, Zach Brown, he had a hold of him in the field of play, but it's just the way he swung him around. So, that's going to give him a first down. It's a personal foul against the Knights. From the end of the run, so that's going to be about a 26-yard penalty before it's all said and done with the, which would have been fourth down. We'd have had the ball back. So here we go with short field again for the Eagles. The Knights got to step up the defense. Let's see the bus get in there and get him a big sack here. Get hungry, Mr. Bowen Bussing. Him and Zach Calendrill in the middle. Elias Gordon and Zach Brown on the outside runs to the outside, and here comes Sampson. Sampson tackles him 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage and bull rushes him back to the 38, but they're going to spot forward progress all the way back up to the, looks like the 36-yard line. What a read by Braxton Sampson.
Yeah, and then the old Bowen Bussing coming in to make sure none of the kids were left behind.
Yep.
He was coming back for a second trip and absolutely pummels through there to make sure he stays down.
He said it's tough to play every snap, offense and defense, but he says he reaches down inside that heart of his and he just loves doing what he's doing, and he said he finds it late in the game. So.
Yes, he does.
Great kid, great family. So Stone takes the snap. He's going to pass. Here comes the rush. It's Elias Gordon. Elias sizes him up. He throws it away, and it's almost intercepted again. It was intended for number 25, and that's going to be incomplete pass to King Gregory, and that was 26. Corbin about had his INT there for Mr. Allen.
Yes, he did.
So it's third down and about 13. Seemed like that was a long first half. Let's see what we get here on the second. So it's third and 13. Stone in the shotgun. Three receivers tight to the left. One far out here to the right. Snap short. It's going to be a quick out, and it's incomplete. So that makes it fourth down and 13, and the Eagles are going to have to go for it. Short field here.
Oh, yeah.
So 8:06 to go in the third period. Like to thank our sponsors, Riddell National Bank. You're not a number, you're our neighbor. Park County RMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, and U.S. Lawns, located at 1309 North Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute. Well, stay tuned after the broadcast tonight. Indiana Sports Talk with Bob Lovell will be right here. Tune in every Friday and Saturday at 9:30 for Indiana Sports Talk. Stone takes the snap, rolls around his right. It's fourth down. He throws it deep, and it's a catch. It's a catch. And it's going to be a first down. Nice pitch and catch there by Isaiah Masters Northrop. Northrop gets his foot in and makes the snag. So first down, Eagles. all because of a personal foul.
Yep. Comes back to bite you in the rear end, that's for sure, Brad.
Well, it's time for another INT. Wonder if Ike Torbert's injured over there.
I don't know.
Not seen him set this many plays in a row. So, handoff up the middle. Northrop. And he's tackled. Oh, ball comes out, and it looks like Northview's got it. Northview's got it, and it's a fumble, and it's recovered by Zach Brown.
Hey, making up for that personal foul
yep.
there.
Yeah, Zach Atta Brown boy. With the fumble recovery, and the Knights get it back anyway. Zach Brown. Well, so it'll be first and 10 for Northview at the 19. Yep. 7:50 and the clock's ticking in the third period. The Knights 28, the Eagles 7. Garrison in the shotgun. Zach Brown goes in motion. Double tight end set. Garrison's going to keep it. Right side. Breaks the tackle to the line of scrimmage. Pushes forward. Still on his feet. Gets up to about the 27-yard line where he's tackled by a host of Eagles. And he picks up about 6 or 7. Nice tackling there by the whole team of the South Putnam Eagles, led by number 58, that being Parker Hacker. And that'll make it 2nd and 2. Keegan's had positive yards here tonight where, you know, he's been rushing for it, not scrambling for it, and I like to see that.
Oh, yeah.
Elias goes in motion this time. Garrison snap, hands it off the middle to Corbin Allen, and nothing there. Corbin gets the line of scrimmage. That could have been whistled dead as well. Garrison yeah. picked that ball up off the turf with his right knee down. So he makes the handoff to Allen. They're going to give him credit for one, so it makes it 3rd and inches. I'll look and see if I can find some scores from across the valley. Should be rolling in by now.
Oh, yeah.
Bottom of the 2nd, the Nats score 1 run, so it's tied at 2. Here we go. Under center. Garrison keeps it, rushes up the middle, and he gets up probably 4 yards before they whistle it dead. They get him up to about the, it looks like they're going to be at the 29, so pickup of 2 yards, and it's going to be a Northview Knights first down. Well, like I said, Thursday night, tune in. We'll be live on the air with Northview Volleyball.
Yes, we will.
As promised, we'll get you Northview Volleyball Sectionals against Owen Valley. Garrison takes the snap. It's going to be a screen to Allen. Nice setup play by Allen. Allen gets to the 40, the 30, or the 45, the 50. Cuts back inside. Knocked out of bounds at about the 30. Whoa, we got a flag? We got a block in the back. It's going to come back. It was a screen pass. Picked up about 38 yards, but we got a block in the back at the 42.
Hate to see it, Brad.
Penalty was on Landon Falk, the big center. And I don't think it had anything to do with the play either. Mm-hmm. Corbin was gone past. But look at Falk. He's got his hands on his hips. He's asking the official, you know, because I don't. Oh, well, here we go. We got it again. It's 1st and 15. I'd like to see that one on film again.
Yeah.
So 5:47 to go in the third. Got the jet sweep and fakes a handoff. Allen keeps it himself in the Wildcat. He's going to get 7 or 8 and back up to about the 35-yard line where he's tackled by the Eagles. So a pickup of 7 or 8 for Corbin Allen. First time in the Wildcats, and it was a little trickery there, as we've seen often.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Changing it up a tad, keeping them on their toes.
Yep. Got to work in the kinks of the cobwebs of your specialties for the playoffs.
Most definitely.
So it's 2nd manageable. This time we got Josh Wright to the near side. Double tight end set. Here comes Brown in motion. Garrison in the shotgun. Takes snap, keeps it himself. Corbin Allen's lead blocker. Seams up the middle. He's at the 40, 45, 50. He's going to be gone. He's going to be gone. Keegan Garrison, he does it this time with his own number. He runs 57 yards for a touchdown. Right up the middle, 57 yards. What do you think of that, Jacob?
Hey, kid can do it all, Brad. He can throw it. He can run it. He can hand it off. But right there, he had a heck of a run.
Corbin Allen, lead blocker. Garrison found a seam right up the middle, 57 yards. And on your Great Dane scoreboard, the Knights have got 34. And on comes Stephen Thomas to make it 35. Dylan White to hold, the snap, the hold, the kick. It's up. It's good. It's 35 for the Knights, 7 for the Eagles. We'll be right back. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
We hate to use this four-letter word on the radio, but we must. Are you ready for snow? Does your business have a plan in place to combat old man winter? Slips, trips, and falls can cost you a lot of money, and you could be shouting other four-letter words. Make your parking lot safer by calling the professionals at U.S. Lawns. You'll rest easy every time the snow falls, knowing your lots and walkways are free and clear. Call 812-605-8083 or find us online at uslawns.com. Great doesn't stop. Ready for a new career? Great Dane has immediate openings at our Brazil facility. At Great Dane, we champion the needs of our employees by providing a dynamic environment for growth. Starting pay between $13 and $15 per hour with bonus opportunities and great benefits. After decades of success, Great Dane continues to grow right here in your backyard. Call Great Dane of Brazil, 812-443-4711 or apply online at greatdane.com.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Out of bounds. Welcome back to South Putnam. The Knights, Keegan Garrison, scampers 57 yards for a touchdown to put the Knights up 35-7 with 4:45 to go in the third period on your Great Dane scoreboard. Stephen Thomas kicked it off there at the commercial break, and it's going to be downed at the 17-yard line where South Putnam will have it first and 10. Didn't get a chance to make a prediction on that drive, Jacob, but it was quick. We had them penalties that brought it back.
Yeah.
Corbin had a good run there, brought back by a block in the back, but Garrison sealed the deal there with the 57-yard run. I just talked about him running for positive yards, not scrambling, and he did it again. Stone takes the snap and hands it off to the left side. And that's going to be nothing. Maybe gets back to the line of scrimmage where he's tackled by a host of Knights. That was number 2 on the carry. That's Leighton Workman. So it's 2nd down and 9. Like to thank our sponsors, Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil, Quality Integrity, it's Timberland. Stone in the shotgun. Knights show blitz. They back away from it. Hands it off up the middle. And Zach Calandrillo says, no, thank you. Stop right here. Loss of 1, and that'll make it 3rd and 10. The Zach attack, we haven't called his number much tonight. Zach's been there, but he's been the second man, and he finally got in there tonight. We got delay a game. What was that? Unsport. Another 15-yard penalty. And I don't know. I didn't see this.
I don't know who was on either. I don't know.
55?
Really? The old bus. Not like him. But happens to the best of us, I suppose.
Yeah, I didn't see what happened. So.
Well, I missed.
I guess it verbally to the official. I don't see that coming from Bowen, but you never know. Maybe been misunderstood or something. Hey, you never know. Here we go. Stone, snap, drops back to pass. The defender fell down. Dylan White tripped and fell down. Pass was intended to 24 Lambert, but that was Langley, and it was dropped. Dylan White says, thank you for dropping that.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's second and 10. So it makes it second and 10. And Stone comes to the sideline for the play, goes to the huddle. Got to give a big shout out to both teams' sidelines. You know, they're out here battling the elements where you see them all huddled up. Usually they're all spread out. Tonight they're all huddled up and being buddies.
That's right.
Here we go. Stone takes the snap, hands it off up the middle, and Bowen Bussing says, I'll stop you right here at the 35. Bussing with the tackle, him and Zach Calandrilla. And that was carried by number 21. That's going to be good pasture. And it's third down and 7.
Just try to survive this third down without it being brought
a penalty. Or,
yeah, or a penalty. Well, I guess that wouldn't be brought back for us, but you know what I mean. You know what I'm saying there.
Yep.
Seems like that's haunted us. We've had a pretty good defensive
We've
stand.
We've had a lot of penalties tonight.
Yep, for it to get ruined by
Almost
a penalty.
Almost makes you think we're in Edgewood. So here we go. No rain. Rain's drifted away. Stone, snap, handoff up the middle. Braxton Sampson and Zach Calandrilla. Bowen Bussing, and I don't know who that is getting up off the bottom. Who is that? Is that Ike Torbert. Ike's back in there, 24. All four of the front guys had him wrapped up, but Ike tipped his toes and rolled him right over.
Yeah.
So a pickup of, we'll call it 3 and make it 4th down and 5. They're going to punt. They might fake it here. Nothing to lose. The short field, or go with a long snap, trying to get them offside.
Yep.
Snap, and a punt. It's up and away, and it's going to be called for a fair catch, but it's not. It's going to be downed at the 40, and the Knights will take over. So nothing there with a couple big penalties, but South Putnam couldn't capitalize. With 1:56 to go in the third period on your Great Dane scoreboard, your Northview Knights have a 35-7 lead. Stay tuned after the game tonight for Indiana Sports Talk with Bob Lovell. Bob Lovell, Indiana Sports Talk, 9:30 every Friday and Saturday night. It's all about Indiana high school, college, and pro sports. And it's only on WAMB, 1130, 106.9, and 99.5. So Garrison's your quarterback. Corbin Allen to his right side, and in motion, Zach Brown. Double tight end set. Josh Wright to the far side. Hand off to Allen. Allen up the seam. Allen rushes ahead for about 5, maybe 6 yards. He's tackled down at the 46-yard line. Tackled by good pasture. That'll make it 2nd and 4. Bookmark us. Bookmark our webpage and stream us from anywhere. We're WAMBradio.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Timeless, 1130, WAMB, also 106.9 and 99.5. Garrison in the shotgun. Elias Gordon is tied in on the right side. Allen's going to steam ahead to the right, bust out on Elias Gordon, block, and he's going to be, fumbles the ball. Corbin fumbles it forward and picks it up himself. I don't know if he was trying to switch hands or what happened, but he got himself another 5 yards after he fumbled it. But he gets it to the 35. A nice recovery there by fourth quarter Corbin to get that ball back, Jacob.
Yeah, he's just trying something out, experimenting a little bit, you know, just trying to kick the ball around a little bit, see if that can help him move upfield a little bit quicker. So it worked out for him that time.
So it's 1st and 10. Clock's running. Knights in no hurry with a big lead, 28-point lead. One more touchdown, and we'll have a running clock for the rest of the game. So here we go. Garrison takes a snap. He's going to keep it himself. Allen's his lead blocker, and Elias Gordon out of the sidelines, runs out of bounds, right short of the chains. Pickup of probably 7, and that'll make it 2nd and 3. I'm a big fan of that mercy rule. I like that.
Yeah.
You know, we set through a few of them on both sides in the last few years. You know, I watched Owen Valley last year. I think it was 72-0. I think it was about a 4-hour game. You know, then I've seen the Knights on the other side. I've seen us lose 56-0, and it was a big, long game down in Evansville. And, you know, I love the fact that it's a running clock if there's a mercy rule. There isn't every other sport that might as well be.
Yep.
So it's 2nd down and 3. And Garrison takes snap, going to call his own number on the right side. He scampers forward, still on his feet. Dyson gets down to about the 5 where he's going to be tackled. And that's going to be first and goal for the Knights. Keegan Garrison with a big run.
Oh, yeah.
Looks like about a 24, 25-yard carry.
Proving to the people that he's a man who wears many hats. He can throw it. He can run it. He's doing a good job of both tonight.
Ball spotted right on the 5, so a 26-yard run for Keegan Garrison. And 35 seconds. We've got to run a play because of the play clock. So I look for Elias to be in the back. Nope. I thought maybe they run the power set, but they don't. It's Corbin to the right, and I look for Garrison to keep it himself. No, he's going to throw it. Across the middle, and he throws it in the dirt. It was intended to Zach Brown, and that's incomplete with 18.1 to go in the third. Makes it second and goal. I didn't expect him to throw it, but he was wide open. It was just thrown short.
Yeah, most definitely. Kind of one of those things like with the Seahawks when they ended up losing the Super Bowl. Everybody's, why didn't you just hand it off right there? But
Morris Manufacturing in Brazil, we're hiring. Apply now at Morris Manufacturing, located at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. So it's second goal from the 5. Garrison is shotgun. He keeps it himself. Corbin Allen's lead blocker. He's going to dive for the pylon, and he's going to be just short. They're calling him inbounds. He's just short of the goal line. Pickup of about 4 yards, and that makes it first and goal from inches. That's going to get us to the end of the third on the Great Dane scoreboard. To start the fourth quarter, the Knights will have it 35 over the Eagles 7 with third and goal from inches. We'll be back with the fourth quarter and the last quarter. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
When you need insurance, it's important to have an agent you can trust. I'm Chad Schottmeyer with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil. When I meet with my clients, my focus is you and your family. I can review your policies and make sure you have the protection you need based on questions many don't ask.
Right now, it's going into the bottom of the third, 1-0, the Nationals.
For a no-obligation review, call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects. So stop by and see us today.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to South Putnam. Tonight's have it third and goal to start the fourth. We're inches away. Keegan Garrison lined up under the big fella, Landon Falk. Garrison's going to call his own number, and he's just going to fall forward, and it's going to be a Knights touchdown. Keegan Garrison with the Northview touchdown. Garrison carries it about 2 inches. And Keegan Garrison puts another score up for the Knights. On the Northview side now, we have 41, and Stephen Thomas comes in to make it 42. Thomas has missed one this year and had one blocked, but he's battled through every one of the rest of them. So this one's going to be whistled dead. We've got offsides on the defense, encroachment defense. So we'll move it ahead a few inches. They'll probably decline it like we did last week.
Yep, the old Bruce Arians.
Yeah.
Except with Arians, he took a delay game on purpose to try to back his kicker up, and it didn't work for him. But
so
yeah, just keep him right where he's comfortable.
Yep. So here we go. Dylan White to hold, Thomas to kick. Elias Gordon's your center. Snap, hold, kick. And it's tipped left. Got his hand on it. And that right there is going to extend the game a little longer. But on your Great Dane scoreboard, the Knights 41, the Eagles 7. We'll be right back on WAMB.
The leaves are falling and so are the prices at York Chevy Buick on U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil. This month only, we have Silverados up to $11,000 off. And backed by popular demand, sign and drive leases with zero money out of your pocket. Chevy Traxes are as low as $199 per month. Buick Encore's $179 per month. Chevy Colorado Crew Cabs as low as $247 per month. Only at one place, York Chevy Buick, where we're not number one, you are.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one.
Morris Manufacturing of Brazil is a locally owned fourth-generation company that has received multiple Supplier Quality and Supplier of the Year awards while servicing the automotive industry for over 25 years. If you're ready to join their team, apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil, or on their website, morrismfg.com. Everyone at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil wishes good luck to the Northview Knights all season long.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to South Putnam. The Knights, Keegan Garrison just punches it in, and the Knights miss the PAT, so it's 41-7 as Stephen Thomas kicks it off for the Knights, and it's going to be returned by the Eagles back to the 45-yard line where South Putnam will have it first and 10. Well, I'm jinxed us there, Jacob. I jinxed us on the running clock, but you know what? We didn't come for a running clock. We come to play football.
That's right.
I mean, heck, it's not raining in here.
That's right.
So
yeah, I don't have a hot date to get to, so I'm good.
Well, I got a hot girlfriend to go home to, but she can wait. Stone takes a snap, rolls around to the right side. He throws it. A nice catch there
nice
by
pass.
Number three. And that's about his fifth or sixth reception for Hayden Switzer.
Yeah.
A nice pass there by Stone, and that's going to be a first down.
Yeah, Stone to Switzer has been bread and butter for the Eagles. They've been capitalizing on it all night, but just coming up oh so short once they get into close to the end zone. But they've been doing a good job throughout the game.
Yep, first down for the Eagles. Stone in the shotgun. Knights look to blitz. Here comes Sampson. Handoff up the middle's faked. Stone keeps it to the left side. Nice call with the blitz. Dylan White tackles him, but he gets all the way to the 23-yard line. Nice quarterback keeper on the option for Stone.
He fooled me. That's for darn sure.
Well, the thing about it was a great call because the Knights had an all-out middle blitz going on,
yep.
And if Stone would have handed it off, it would have been a loss of yardage. Instead, he kept it and picked up an Eagles first down. So we got some subs in the game. We got number 36. That is Caleb Owens, freshman. And number 18, the senior. So Stone takes the snap, hands it off up the middle. Nope, fakes it again, keeps it around the left side. And Dylan White again with a tackle on Stone. Stone keeps it himself, picks up 10. It's going to be a first down. The subs coming in for the Knights are not doing their job. The end on this side is 34. That's Noah Miner. He's been in the game. Ike Torbert's in there. You got Caleb Owens, the freshman, that took over for Calandrilla. And you've got – or Calandrilla's in there. He took over for Bussing. So the handoff this time is to Goodpasture, and he's to the right side where he's tackled by number 18 of the Knights. That's the senior – Justin Dickinson. Dickinson and 28 being a sub come in off the bench. That is Zachary Ferris. So Ferris and Dickinson getting some playing time for the Knights as well as Caleb Owens, the freshman.
Yeah, you love to see the PT from some of the guys that don't normally get it.
Yeah. Stone rolls out to his right, and he's going to be rushed by Calandrilla, and he makes the pass, and they're going to call it a catch. By number three, that's the third one this drive. Switzer at the goal line. Nope, at the four-yard line. And here come out goes the subs, and in comes the Knights' dynamite players as Coach Rates doesn't want to see another score be given up here as it's third down and a yard for South Putnam. And they got the ball on the four. 10-13 to go in the game. So Stone lined up in a shotgun. Goodpasture behind him. He's going to hand it off to Goodpasture. Goodpasture barrels ahead, but he's going to be stopped by the Knights. He's going to pick up a first down. So he picks up a yard and a half, maybe two, and it's going to be second or first and goal from the two. So it's first and goal, Eagles. Clock's running, 9:50 to go in the first or in the game, fourth quarter. Stone under center. Stone fumbles the snap, and it looks like Zach Calandrilla may have this. It looks like Calandrilla may have this. Let's see how this one sorts out. It is. Zach Calandrilla comes up with a fumble recovery.
Coming up big there for
the Zach attack. Him and who else was it in there?
I couldn't tell.
He's limping right here. I can't tell it. 24, that's Ike Torbert.
What's that? No, it's only 34.8.
So the Knights get a fumble recovery. And I'm pretty sure they give that to Torbert. And so Northfield will have it, and the ball's on what, the four-yard line? On the four-yard line. So 9:29 to go in the game, and we've got a long field ahead of us. So Garrison keeps it himself up the middle. Picks up about two or three, and that'll make it second down and seven. Well, the clock will run, and I look first just to push ahead a few at a time and put this one in the books and look for next week.
Yeah.
Put the subs in, give them an opportunity, and put the dynamite duos in there in the line and shut them down and got a recovery. Garrison keeps it around the left side, breaks a tackle. He's going to get up to about the 16-yard line where he's going to be whistled down, and it's going to be a first down for the Knights. Don't want to see an injury this late in the game with a big lead.
Yeah.
Get a little bit of breathing room here. We might see some backup quarterback come in.
Yeah, most definitely. Get some guys some time. You never know when you might need them come playoff time, so always get them. Good to give them some reps when you can.
Yep. So it's first down and 10 from the 16. Garrison the shotgun. Takes a snap, hands it off to Allen. Allen cuts, slices up the middle, cuts a seam, and gets up to the 30-yard line. Nope, that wasn't Corbin. They got me again. They come in, they change it up right there, and that was Mason Metz, the sophomore, 23. He looks just like Corbin. He runs just like Corbin, but he's a sophomore version.
Yeah.
First down for Mason Metz. Kid is very talented. I told him, I said, anywhere else you'd be starting. Here,
yep.
You know, when you've got Corbin Allen ahead of you, you got to be that much better.
Yep, exactly.
So the future's bright because there'll be a year between the two of them. Metz lined up to the right side of Garrison. Takes a snap, hands it off to Metz up the middle. Metz cuts the seam, gets up to the 35, a pickup of five. Smets comes in the game, two carries. He's already got 18 yards.
Yeah, you like to see it. Kind of another spark plug to come in.
He is.
It's nice to know that you got good options there on the sidelines.
I might have to find out. I think his classmates and his teammates, I think they call him Mighty Mouse. I'm not
Mighty
sure.
Mouse.
I'll have to check and make sure.
Well, if they don't, we can. That's a good nickname for him.
Well, one of them they call Mighty Mouse. I'm pretty sure it's Metz because he's mighty and he's small. But.
Yep.
He's dynamite. So
that's right.
His cousin, Breitler Metz, a senior here, receiver, does a really good job for the Knights as well. Garrison in the shotgun. Metz behind him. It's going to be a counter to Metz. Metz to the left side. Back to the line of scrimmage. Breaks to the outside. Going to pick up another five or six. Still on his feet.
Still going.
Gets up to the 44. So that time he picks up seven more. So seven more yards for Metz.
And Metz takes it over.
And the clock runs. 6:55. Knights first down. So we're seeing a lot of subs coming in for the Knights. So here we go. First and 10 for the Knights. So we hear them, we hear the coaches calling for some changes, and we got changes happening. Coming in for the Knights is number 44. That is 44 is not on my roster. What do we got? We got to delay a game. Nope, timeout. Timeout Northview. We'll take one as well. On the Great Dane scoreboard, the Knights 41, the Eagles 7. We'll be right back on WAMB.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
My name is Jeremy Montgomery.
I am the Energy Services Specialist at Park County RMC. We want to reach out to our members and inform you that we have recently expanded our Power Moves rebate program. We now rebate heat pump water heaters, mini split heating and cooling units, and variable speed pool pumps.
Yeah.
For details, contact our office, or for additional energy efficiency tips and rebates, visit parkcountyrmc.com.
Okay, no problem. I've got plenty of music.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to South Putnam High School. The Knights have the ball first and 10. A lot of subs come in. We've got the freshman quarterback, number 7. That's Caden Floyd, who's done an outstanding job with the JV, comes in as quarterback. You got Metz back there. You've got all sorts of subs for the Knights, and the handoffs to Metz. Metz breaks one loose. He's at the 45, the 40, the 35, the 33-yard line. Mason Metz with a dynamite run there from the ground from Caden Floyd's handoff. Knights with a first down. Yeah.
Mighty Mouse.
Easton Morgan in the game as a wide receiver, 28. Zachary Ferris in there as a receiver. Or, I'm sorry, as a fullback, 32. That's Elias Graff, a freshman. Elias Graff in the backfield. So you got Graff and Metz in the backfield. I didn't see who the other tight end is on the far side, but got Easton Morgan to the near side. Hand off to Metz again. Metz seam up the middle. Picks up five or six more. Mason Metz, they just can't take him down. He's so much like Mr. Corbin Allen. Going to run the shadows of Corbin and like to see the Knights having that second bullet in the backfield.
Yeah, most definitely. It's always good to have that backup guy, and like we've talked about, you never know what can happen. And heaven forbid you need, if Corbin gets hurt, you got somebody like him to come in. That's a good problem to have.
So it's second down and 5. The ball's setting on the 30. On your Great Dane scoreboard, the Knights 41, the Eagles 7. 5 minutes to go in this one. We'll wrap it up, and we'll have the Chad Schottmeyer, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Player of the Game. Hand off to Metz. Metz. This time he's going to be hit at the line of scrimmage and only get about 4, and he falls forward, and that's going to be close to another first down. That's going to be close. They're going to call it third and short, but Metz again, positive yards after positive yards.
Yeah. Love to see the fight and taking advantage of his chance that he's gotten, and you love to see it.
Got some linemen changing there. We got the 76. That's Owen Hunsicker. And Landon Falk's still in there as a QB, it looks like. As a center. Caden Floyd is your quarterback.
I'd like to see old Falk take a few snaps as quarterback, see if he can shot put.
No, they switch quarterbacks. It's Dylan White. Hands it off to Metz. Metz bounces out the outside, the left side. He's down the sidelines, and he's going to get pushed out of bounds just about the 5-yard line, the 4 maybe. So another big pickup for Metz. And that's going to make it first and goal. So Dylan White comes in as quarterback, the sophomore, who plays a lot of defensive back, who was the JV quarterback last year. I had the opportunity to coach Dylan out at the youth football field, and the White family, grandparents, I've known them all pretty much since I was a kid. Yeah. What a great family. It's fun to watch these kids excel at these sports. So White, your quarterback, takes snap, hands it off to Metz. Let's see if Metz can seal it up. Metz for 4 yards out, and he rushes forward, and it's going to be touchdown, Northview. Metz with a 4-yard touchdown run. So a 96-yard drive, and Metz had about 76 yards of it because Keegan got the first 20, and then we put Metz in, and Metz just ran the ball. What a come out for what we call in Mighty Mouse Metz, outstanding running from the ground. And so on the PAT, Dylan White's going to hold, and Thomas, let's put this one through the uprights, Mr. Thomas. No jinx here. Bad snap, kicks up, and it's blocked again. It's no good. On your Great Dane scoreboard, 47 for your Knights, 7 for the Eagles, a 40-point deficit. We'll keep it here, and I'll go through some of our announcements. Player of the game will be brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer after the conclusion of this great game we've had here. We'd like to thank our scoreboard sponsor, Great Dane Trailers, and I'm going to run through all of our sponsors that we couldn't do this without their support. Riddell National Bank, Park County RMC, U.S. Lawns, Great Dane Trailers, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer, Timberland Lumber Company, Lorenz Service, PDF, York Automotive, and Morris Manufacturing. If you're interested in being a sponsor or advertising on a DLC media outlet, we have 5 of them, 5 area radio stations with thousands of listeners who can spend money at your business. Call 812-420-2518 or visit our radio center at 111 West National Avenue in downtown Brazil. Bookmark our page and stream us live from anywhere at WAMBradio.com. Thomas set to kick off for the Knights. Squib kick. And it bounces up, and it's going to be fielded at the 35, and he gets up to the 40 where he's tackled by Braxton Sampson. Sampson tackles the returner. It looked like number 5. That being with the Isaiah Masters Northrup on the return. Okay. So 3:28 to go, and the clock is stopped. It should be running. All right. So with the mercy rule in effect, we got the clock running the rest of the game. Stone in the shotgun. Stone takes a snap, hands it off to the middle, and good pasture's going to get up to the line of scrimmage, maybe 1. Maybe 1, and Matthew Goodpasture's had a good run on the ground, Jacob.
Oh yeah, no, he's been one of the many bright spots for South Putt. I know, they've only had 7 points this game, and it seems like, nothing's gone well for him. But really, they've had a lot of bright spots, and if you're Coach Sorrells and company, you got to be proud of the South Putt team for fighting today.
More subs for the Knights as Matthew Branson, the sophomore, comes in the backfield, number 28. That's handoff up the middle, good pasture. Good pasture is going to get maybe back to line of scrimmage where he's tackled by Braxton Sampson. Sampson gets him at the line of scrimmage. So it's going to make it 3rd down and 8. Subbing in for the Knights is Zachary Ferris, 34. That's Noah Miner still out there as a starter. 32 is Elias Graff. And you've got Jashawn Allen on the far side. Stone's going to pass. He throws it across the middle, and it's incomplete. On the coverage was number 20. That's Gage Youngblood. Pass is incomplete, and that's going to make it 4th down and 8. 76 for the Knights. That's Owen Hunsicker in on the coverage. Or on the pressure, I mean. Who else we got in there on the line? 36, Caleb Owens, a freshman. We've seen him come in earlier. 44, we don't have him listed on our roster. We're going to figure out who that is. So with just about a minute to go, South Putnam's going to punt, Jacob. Back for the Knights is 28. That's Zachary Ferris. And we get a timeout. Timeout Eagles with a minute 9 to go. We'll take one as well. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
We hate to use this four-letter word on the radio, but we must. Are you ready for snow? Does your business have a plan in place to combat old man winter? Slips, trips, and falls can cost you a lot of money, and you could be shouting other four-letter words. Make your parking lot safer by calling the professionals at U.S. Lawns. You'll rest easy every time the snow falls, knowing your lots and walkways are free and clear. Call 812-605-8083 or find us online at uslawns.com.
It's construction sale time at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil. During our Jeep Adventure Days, get a Jeep Gladiator as low as $369 per month, or a Renegade up to $8,000 off, and a Jeep Cherokee $6,000 off. And during Ram Power Days, get as much as $10,000 off a Ram pickup. Only at one place, the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil, where we're not number one, you are.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one at York.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to South Putnam. It was fourth down for the Eagles. Instead of punting, they just knee it and turn it over to the Knights. Knights are going to be lined up in victory formation. Dylan White, your quarterback. The Knights are going to win this one 47-7 over South Putnam Eagles. And we'll move on to next week as we stay undefeated in the WIC. 5-0 in the WIC, 6-0 if you consider the big win we had over the Edgewood.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, that's gonna do it for the game here. We're going to get into the post game. I'm going to grab Coach Sabo before he runs out here and save Coach Rates from wandering up here. And we'll talk to him a little bit about next week. So we're going to keep it right here on your Great Dane scoreboard, your Northview Knights 47, the Eagles 7. Jacob, you've got a hard decision to make here on this Indiana Farm Bureau agent, Shad Schottmeyer, player of the game. So be thinking about that while we get Mr. Sabo in here.
Oh, I will be thinking. My brain cells are going to be put to work, Brad. I'll do my best.
Yeah. Don't forget Thursday night. Thursday night we're going to have girls volleyball as the sectionals start. Hop in here, Sabo, real quick so Rates don't have to run up here. It's cold out there, and I know everybody wants to get home. Steve Fields is in the booth tonight. Steve, great seeing you. Be careful. Hope you get feeling a lot better. Well, I'm joined by Coach John Sabo. Coach, a little bit of what we expected. I know we talked a little bit before the game, but to come out here and put up 47 points tonight with a big opportunity. This South Putnam team, you know, they came out and showed us something in the first half that we expected, but they're well coached, and, you know, it was a great game.
Yeah, we knew coming in, you know, Coach Sorrell's been with us for a few years. Our offense coordinator, Seth Hammond, was with us for a couple of years. So it was a very familiar week of preparation. We were lining up against a lot of the same looks that we ourselves line up in on both offense and defense. So for our guys to prepare, it wasn't a whole lot. We were able to focus on the basics, fundamentals, and get a good win tonight.
Well, on the defensive side of it tonight, you guys were outstanding. I mean, I know that's your prime thing and your target and stuff, but what an outstanding, you know, we're turning up interceptions. Not only won a game, we're in the multiples now. How does that make you feel as a coach?
Well, it makes me feel great as an offensive coach because it usually leaves us with pretty short fields. But, you know, the guys prepare real well. The defensive coaching staff puts a great game plan together every single week. You know, we do a lot more on defense, especially with our fronts, than any team that we have to prepare for. Most weeks. So it's got to be hard as an offense on the other side of the field to be able to prepare for our defense.
All right, so next week, got the long road game, go to Indian Creek. I know you guys looked a little bit ahead. You never go too far ahead, but what do you expect from Indian Creek?
Well, we're always pretty familiar with what we got. You know, it's a rematch from last year's WIC championship game, which was a very physical, tough game at our place that we ended up winning last year. You know, they got some guys. They had a transfer come in from Warren Central that's playing quarterback for them, and he is about as good of an athlete as we've seen since we've been over here at Northview. State champion on the 4x100 relay team last year at the track meet. They got a running back transferred in from Center Grove that's a really good player, and they're always big, physical, and well-coached.
Well, you know, the one thing I see with Indian Creek that they breed a lot of, you know, very good athletes, but they're very fundamental, always. They're very fundamental, so you know that rolls back to the youth program, and you know what you're going to get about every year. You've got a few dynamite, you know, players here at Northview. You know, I went through here and circled a few things on the thing. Corbin Allen with three touchdown runs. Keegan Garrison with two. That one from Keegan, that 57-yard scamper. Did you see that coming? That was run up the middle, right?
I'd be lying if I said I saw it coming. but he's been doing a good job these last few weeks of planting his foot, making one cut, and getting upfield. And when that happens, you break a tackle. You never know. You know, I was worried he might need some oxygen.
No, that's what I meant. That's what I meant. Did you see him making it 57 yards without stopping?
No, but, you know, Keegan's done a great
job.
Oh,
he has.
You know, a night like this, some teams get intimidated because of the rain, the wind.
He didn't.
The bad field conditions. We got that line up front. We got Corbin at running back and Keegan at quarterback, and they're both loads to tackle, play in and play out.
Well, I know he come in here with the just to close out the game, but I've watched a kid since he was a second grader. And moving forward, Mason Metz. He is so much like Corbin. They're built the same. Every time he comes in the game, the first time he carries the ball, I say Allen rushes for X amount of yards.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, nope, it's 23. What do you think of the young Mason Metz, the sophomore?
He's improved a great deal. You know, he's a really good running back, especially for our offense, because we like a guy that will make one cut and get upfield, get vertical, and that's what he does. He cuts on a dime. You know, he's working to get a little bigger and stronger, and as he does that, you know, he's going to develop into a really good football player.
All right, well, I'll let you get out there and celebrate. Nice win tonight. Go 5-0 in the WIC. You know, next week to make it 6-0, and that's the first step. And then Sunday we'll know who we're going to play.
Yeah, we're excited. We always get together as a coaching staff and watch that, and it's kind of, you know, you get very anxious watching that. You know, but we'll be ready. We'll prepare for Indian Creek this week, and then we'll look for our sectional opponent.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us, Coach. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Brad.
Thanks. We'll be right back. We'll wrap this up with the Indiana Farm Bureau agent Chad Schottmeyer, player of the game. You're listening to the Northview Knights Athletics on WAMB.
When you need insurance,
okay, here's the Schottmeyer player of the game commercial. And no more commercials. We'll just wrap it up and go on home.
My focus is you and your family. I can review your policies and make sure you have the protection you need based on questions many don't ask. Don't let your mailbox or a computer screen be your insurance agent. For a no-obligation review, call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to South Putnam High School. The Northview Knights win this one big, 47-7 over the South Putnam Eagles. For the scoring for the Knights, Corbin Allen with a 39-yard touchdown run. Corbin Allen, a 57-yard touchdown run. Corbin Allen, a 31-yard touchdown run. Keegan Garrison, a 57-yard touchdown run, a big scamper by Keegan Garrison whenever the South Putnam Eagles were threatening to, you know, turn this game around. And then Keegan Garrison won with a 1-yard touchdown run. And I missed one somewhere in here. Let's see, where are we at here? Oh, Mason Metz with the 4-yard touchdown run there at the end and the 2-block point after attempt. So, Jacob, tonight your Indiana Farm Bureau agent player of the game brought to you by Chad Schottmeyer. Who do you got?
I'll tell you, Brad, I'm going to make a bold statement. I'm going to make a bold one. I like the underdog story. We know that Corbin played one heck of a game. There's no doubt about it. We know Keegan came out here and played one heck of a game. But a guy that came out tonight, a sophomore, a running back, standing at 5'7", weighing 170 pounds, his family and friends call him the Mighty Mouse. He's number 23 on the field, but tonight he was number one in our hearts. I absolutely loved the way that this kid came out, and he played the game of football the right way. He came out trying to prove a point that he belongs on that field, and he took advantage of his opportunities. Brad, I got to give the player of the game to Mason Metz.
There you go. Mason Metz came in and ran it about 80 yards there at the end of the game to seal the deal for the Knights and got his touchdown, four-yard touchdown run there. So tonight's Indiana Farm Bureau agent Chad Schottmeyer, player of the game, is the sophomore Mason Metz. Tonight, we couldn't do it without our sponsors. Our scoreboard sponsor, Great Dane Trailers. Player of the game, Indiana Farm Bureau agent Chad Schottmeyer, Riddell National Bank, Park County RMC, U.S. Lawns, Great Dane Trailers, Indiana Farm Bureau, Timberland Lumber Company, Lorenz Service, PDF, York Automotive, and Morris Manufacturing. For Dennis Porter back in the studios, I'm Brad Wallace. Alongside me, Jacob Harden. Don't forget, Thursday night, we'll have girls volleyball sectionals as the Northview Lady Knights take on Owen Valley. Then Friday night, we'll be in Indian Creek, a 6:45 pregame as the Northview Knights look to win the WIC outright as they take on Indian Creek. We move on to 6-2. We're 5-0 in the WIC. Jacob, it's been an outstanding run.
Yes, next, it has.
Next week is what we're here for. We're here for the championship, the all outright championship. It's going to be a dogfight. Coach Sabo said it the best. Indian Creek is a really stout team. They always are. So be prepared. If you can't make the drive, you don't want to make the drive. Tell everybody, tune in, listen live. You can listen all sorts of ways. The best way, WAMBradio.com. If not, Timeless, 1130 AM, 106.9 or 99.5 WAMB. You've been listening to tonight's broadcast. I'm Brad Wallace. Be safe. Be careful driving home. And until next week, God bless.
Okay, guys, safe trip home. Talk to you next Thursday. WAMB.
This game has been brought to you by Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. Join their team today. Apply for your new career at GreatDane.com. Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Morris Manufacturing. Join their team today. Apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Riddell National Bank. You're not a number. You're our neighbor. Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. U.S. Lawns, located at 1309 North Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Lorenz Service, 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information. PDF, Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil and proud to be a part of the community. And by York Automotive, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram, located Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one. You are.
1130 AM, 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute.
Here's the Friday evening forecast from Storm Team 10. Tonight, showers start to taper off into the evening, clearing late with a cold overnight low of 36. Then tomorrow, we start the day off with some frost. Sunshine through the day, bringing temperatures to 58. Tomorrow night, clear and cool, but a bit breezy. Overnight lows drop back down to 39. With coverage you can count on, I'm Chris Piper from Storm Team 10.
Timeless Classics, WAMB.